Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Amid all of the claims and counterclaims regarding Washington, D.C.'s crime rate, the White House says no level of crime is acceptable in the city. Now President Trump is suggesting that 1 month may not be long enough.
The president's takeover of the D.C. police under the Home Rule Act allows him to do so under emergency circumstances for up to 30 days. But he says that won't be long enough.
We're going to be asking for extensions on that, long-term extensions, because you can't have 30 days.
He expects unanimous support from Republican lawmakers and says any congressional action could serve as a model for other U.S. cities in clamping down on crime. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There have been demonstrations over the attempt to restore law and order to D.C. and questions about whether they're homegrown protests or being fueled and financed by outside groups. President says he'll be in touch with Ukraine's president and European leaders after he sits down tomorrow with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
I'm going to call President Zelensky, and then I'll call probably in that order the leaders. There's a very good chance that we're going to have a second meeting, which will be more productive than the first, because the first is I'm going to find out where we are and what we're doing.
Mr. Trump warns Putin of very severe consequences if the war in Ukraine does not end. At least four deaths are reported in and around flood-ravaged Chattanooga, Tennessee. Damage reported this morning following storms that swept across parts of Delaware, New York, and Pennsylvania. Juneau is safe. Officials in Alaska's capital credit new sandbag-style barriers along the Mendenhall River with preventing the type of devastating flooding that city has seen in recent years. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. Dow futures are up 19 points, while the Nasdaq futures are 19 points in the red, S&P futures down 2 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Traffic and weather on the threes starts us off. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a problem on 95 in Rosedale. It's a report of a vehicle fire. I think there might be an accident there as well. Northbound, right before the Beltway. It's affecting the main line of 95. And the report is two of the left-hand lanes are blocked already. We're getting a backup to the bridges at Chesico Avenue. Now, you have an option. The express lanes appear to be open, and I don't see any backup there. Cost you a couple of bucks or whatever it is, dollar and a half, whatever it is. But the express lanes are open to go by. If you're in the backup at Chesico, you're going to have to ride this out till we get past the scene. And we're not sure yet if any traffic's moving at all, but there's a big delay on 95 coming north from the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild and muggy once again for your Thursday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Watch for the potential for a couple of pop-up thunderstorms this afternoon, keeping those upper 80s and 90s on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right on, Duntalk has 74 degrees. Edgewater has 73 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Brought to you, by the way, by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Two brothers accused of stabbing a man near Patterson Park after a scooter crash on Eastern Avenue. Police say Bemore Licks' security cameras captured the event, showing Winston and Wilson Rivera Allendo chasing and beating the 20-year-old before Winston stabbed him with a screwdriver and another suspect ran over his legs. Detectives later spotted the brothers on scooters matching those in the footage and arrested them at a McDonald's on Pulaski Highway. They are charged with attempted murder and multiple counts of assault. Three Maryland lawmakers toured the city's ICE detention center yesterday, weeks after being denied entry. Senator Chris Van Hollen and Representative Kwesi Mfume and Sarah Elfreth say they were barred from speaking to detainees, with officials citing a state law the lawmakers insist does not apply to Congress. The group left saying they had more questions than answers, with at least two dozen issues still unresolved. Federal judge from Virginia questioning the Trump administration's case against all 15 federal judges in Maryland over a deportation delay order. Judge Thomas Cullen, brought in to avoid conflicts of interest, said he's skeptical of the lawsuit and whether or not it has legal standing. The order issued in May automatically pauses deportations for 2 days when a detainee requests a review, a move Maryland judges say protects due process. And Maryland's SNAP Ed program, which provides nutrition education to low-income families, will end October 1st after losing federal funding under the provisions of the Big Beautiful Bill. The University of Maryland Extension Program received nearly $6.3 million this year, serving over 424,000 residents through schools, food pantries, wellness programs, and community gardens. Closure will affect 700 partner sites and eliminate 70 jobs statewide. It's 606. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 603. Pick 4, 8877. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Sean Casey here with Vinny Steele, CEO and broker of your Home Sold Guarantee Realty. Vinny, I'm checking out your VinnySteele.com website, and I gotta say, I love that it's so easy to navigate.
Thanks, Sean. I really try to make it easy for everybody who needs to buy, sell, get multiple cash offers, or they just want to reach out to me directly with any questions they may have.
So what's the most asked question you get these days?
You know, Sean, I would say probably questions about my guaranteed sale program and how much money a seller can get for their home in today's market.
Well, you are famous for your home sold guarantee or will buy it offer, but you have other great programs and services here, right?
Absolutely. Sellers want the most money and certainty, and I make it easy with my guaranteed sale program, my exclusive multiple cash offer platform, and buy before you sell programs all online.
So if you're in the market to sell your home this summer, do what I did. Check out VinnySteele.com and then call or text Vinny at 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515 and then start packing.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. The Orioles finally get a walk-off win in the bottom of the ninth.
Get it over with.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Holiday's run-scoring double gives the Birds their first walk-off of 2025 in game number 120 of the season. 4-3 the final at Camden Yards, snapping the Birds' three-game losing streak and the Mariners' eight-game winning streak. After the game, Holiday takes us through the at-bat.
I think just being ready to hit from pitch one. I mean, there's guys like that in bullpen that have really good stuff, and getting two strikes makes it a whole lot more difficult. And just trying to get a pitch early in the zone to hit. And I was really happy with how tonight went. Trying to build off that.
Meanwhile, on the other side of town, John Harbaugh at the mic at one winning drive, describing his team's work day in Owings Mills yesterday.
Big practice for us. Padded, a lot of situational football, a lot of physicality, very important practice in camp, and everybody handled it exceptionally well. Very pleased with where we're at.
Final practice of the week is today for the Ravens. Travel day to Dallas will be tomorrow. Coming up in 30 minutes, Rory McIlroy dishes on the course at Caves Valley as the BMW Championship gets underway. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's Thursday, August the 14th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, a brutal attack, maybe gang-related, in Patterson Park. We'll take a look at Chuck Schumer's imaginary friends. Should parents be held accountable for juvenile delinquents offenses? We've talked about this repeatedly, but now it's becoming a massive issue once again. Juvenile crime plaguing Baltimore with quality of life offenses, carjackings, robberies, and it's still a major issue in city neighborhoods, even though the overall violent crime trending downward, maybe. As of May, about 400 juvenile cases have been processed in Baltimore City. 130 of those are felony cases, such as robbery and first-degree assault. Of those felony cases, 80% of the juveniles were released back into the community. 80. So the question is, when a child breaks the law, who should be held responsible? The juvenile, the parent, or both? In Maryland, parents are rarely held legally accountable for their child's crimes unless they are directly involved. Remember the case of William Dredden and Tiffany Harrison back in 23? They escorted their son to Carver Vocational Technical High School, and they were convicted there in connection with the triple shooting. They went with their 15-year-old son to the school, watched as he pistol-whipped another teen, and actively assisted in the assault, which escalated into a shooting. They were convicted and they were sentenced. Remember when Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates said this right after that case in December of 2023?
If you're a parent or guardian and you're participating or complicit in violence being perpetrated in Baltimore, then you just need to bring the family pack of the toothbrushes. Because my administration will hold the entire family accountable.
Well, it's been close to 2 years later, and no parents are being held accountable in Baltimore City. Under current Maryland law, parents can be charged with a misdemeanor if a minor gains access to a firearm. They can be ordered to pay $10,000 in restitution in certain cases. But as of right now, Bruce, nada. Empty set. Nothing is going on with holding parents accountable. And we're going to go into the options here in just a second. Is what are the viable options here with parents and their juvenile thug children?
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, the Chuck Whitaker.
There's none other.
None other.
I can promise you.
He's Unicue.
Actually, there is a Chuck Whitaker who's a jock over in Jacksonville, Florida.
Mm.
And I called him one day and I said, "Oh, how old are you?" And he said, 42. I said, "I'm going to sue you because I'm older than you and I've been using it longer."
I see.
Okay, cool.
Thank God the booze company never called Johnny Walker on that.
That's another story.
Well, he's a jock. You're a jock strap.
Yeah.
Wow. folks, this started off the air. I'm just letting you know I'm filing a grievance with the union.
Can I just point out that was the peak of the show right there, folks?
That was it, yeah. That's 559.
We go down, from here.
That's all we got.
All right. Northbound 95, speaking of going down, it's a vehicle fire northbound before the bridge at Kenwood Avenue, so not quite to the Beltway in Rosedale, but only the right lane is getting by. So there's four lanes right here at the Chesico Avenue Bridge, and they're all stacked up. The express lanes are open. You pay a little money, but you take that and you can go right on by the scene with caution, of course. But traffic on 95 coming up from the city county line right now is a lot more stop than go northbound. The option, of course, back in the tail end of this thing, if you want to take Route 40 and go out Pulaski Highway to the Beltway, that would take you around that completely, and you can avoid this backup, which right now could be 15 to 20 minutes on the northbound side. Aberdeen area, Harford County, there's a wreck on Churchville Road at Carson's Run Road. That's to the west of I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a mixture of clouds and sun, highs in the upper 80s, a couple of pop-up storms all the way through Friday, and then there will be sunny with highs in the upper 80s and 90s Saturday and Sunday. So get through the next 24 to 48, we'll be all right. Partly cloudy, 74 in Annapolis, 72 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. There's been a rare sighting of a great white shark just off the beach near very popular vacation spots in the state of Maine. That's just a rare spot to see a great white. The second spot that was most rare was down in Brooksville, Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
Where Debbie noticed...
most of their beach.
Chuck's backside. So it was a great white.
Wow. Did I make you mad about something?
I mean, he's on you like white on rice.
You're riding
this
me like a $12 burro.
Rented mule time.
My ears are too short.
Actor Jason Momoa says a near-death experience while surfing in Hawaii prompted him to give up smoking. Wow.
Wow.
Guys, give up surfing.
No, he's giving up smoking while surfing.
Apparently didn't have as much breath. This guy goes from really drowning to being Aquaman. Think about that for just a second. President Trump has announced he'll be the host of this year's Kennedy Center Honors. Among the honorees, Gloria Gaynor singing I Will Survive, a song that Trump calls the second greatest disco song. The first?
Yeah.
YMCA.
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio says his biggest regret was turning down the role of Dirk Diggler in Boogie Nights. His second biggest movie regret, not getting on the door in Titanic.
Let me tell you something. I'd be at the dining room table. I'd be on something.
Exactly.
I'd be rowing that damn table.
Man, there was plenty of room on that door, too.
Yeah, sure.
I thought so.
All she had to do is say, here, take my hand.
Watching it with my wife, and I'm going, get on the door. What the hell's wrong with you?
Hold
get.
On, Jack. Hold
it's
on.
Like, it's like, kiss my ass. I'm getting on that door.
It's like the horror movies. You do the absolute reverse. Most stupidest thing ever.
Oh, let's go hide behind all the chainsaws.
Exactly. The price of beef has surged an all-time high. Beef has gotten so expensive that Chick-fil-A laid off all the cows in their commercials.
Did they really?
Yeah. No longer employed. How about this? Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones revealed he's overcome stage 4 melanoma cancer that he's been fighting for 10 years.
Wow.
With a test drug, by the way. I'm not sure where it was from. He said he's going to stay alive long enough to see the Cowboys win another Super Bowl. Wow, what do you know? Jerry Jones has figured out a way to live forever. It's unbelievable. All right, it's hurricane season. And, of course, that means we've got a tropical storm. Aaron is the latest. Why do we name storms after human beings? It just irks me to no end. Really? They should be numbered or something. But instead, you know, you name it after people, and, you know, I just think, well, it's ridiculous.
Baron, worse than a grocery store Karen. Warning signs are blaring for Aaron. Fernand, Bo Bernand. Hope you don't destroy the land. Nobody is a fan of Fernand. Why do tropical storms get a human name? I think that it's really weird to name a hurricane.
Like the next one is Gabrielle.
Gabrielle, Gabrielle, oh, Gabrielle. Don't destroy the beach hotels. You can just go to hell.
Gabrielle.
Gabrielle, there you have it. I don't like the human beings. I hate the human beings being named after storms. I did look it up. There's only one of us here that had a hurricane named after them. Guess who?
Michelle.
No.
It was Hurricane Michelle.
It was Hurricane Michael.
Okay.
Well, the Obamas, it kind of works out that way.
Michelle, right?
With two L's, though. I'm only with one.
Bruce. Hurricane Bruce. Oh, it was a bad one.
When was that?
I have to look it up again, but there was a Hurricane Bruce.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah,
that's really enough for the alphabet.
There was no Hurricane Chuck. There was a hurricane. I'm sorry. There was a Hurricane Sean, too, I think.
Yeah. That was the real
thing. Couldn't do Chuck for obvious reasons.
Hurricane Sean was after Hurricane.
It can't be Chuck because it's a song.
You got the Boat Buck banana.
Yeah, I know. There you go.
Yeah, no.
That's why there's been no Chuck. Hey, did you hear this? Ashley Biden sharing a very snarky message. She dumped her husband after more than 13 years of marriage. They're Splitsville. He was a plastic surgeon in Philadelphia. So they've apparently something to have to do with infidelity. So the question is, who is Ashley Biden dating now? What? Is it A, Eric Swalwell, B, Dylan Mulvaney, or C, Hunter Biden? I'm just saying.
They
do like to keep it in the family. That's the Biden crime family, folks.
Yeah. Like a soap opera.
Absolutely. All right, there you have it.
Let's do incest.
No.
Incest.
No Hurricane Chuck. As of yet, we're going
Chuck. Bum, 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 bum.
Thank you. All right, Chuck. See you in a couple.
Okay, boys.
6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. And coming up, more on how do we deal with the parents of juvenile thugs. What punishment, consequences, and we'll take a look at some of the options. Ed Hale will weigh in as well on that. Here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Our needs are different. Big Wireless wants us in an unlimited plan, but if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on affordable, reliable plans, including data that suits your needs, not ours. Our plans start at just $20, and you'll get the best customer service in the business.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax, or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Ever wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that includes antivirus, identity protection, VPN, cloud backup, and more. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity so you can get back to living your best life online. Go to webroot.com/radio and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/radio to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. If your kitchen feels more 1990 than 2025, it's time to call AS Builders and Home Improvement. They specialize in kitchen makeovers that are built to last. Open concepts, custom cabinets, gorgeous countertops, and more. The team at AES makes the process smooth, honest, and on time. Make your kitchen the heart of your home again. Visit them at aeshome.us. That's aeshome.us, and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any remodel or new kitchen. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Good morning at 6:23 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the backup on 95 is a vehicle fire northbound in Rosedale before the Beltway. It's up before the bridge at Kenwood Avenue, so very limited lanes right now, with the exception of the express lanes, which are moving okay. The main line itself, only the right lane at last report was open. The backup now on 95 is back to the city. city county line. Two options. The express lanes, you can take that. If you're back on 95 coming up from the Fort McHenry Tunnel, you can exit at Pulaski Highway, go out to the Beltway, pick that up, take the Beltway over to 95. You went completely around all of this backup on the northbound side. The wreck in Aberdeen, or coming into Aberdeen on Churchville Road, is at Carson's Run Road. That's just west of I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a mixture of clouds and sun today. Highs in the upper 80s. A couple of pop-up storms maybe today. 73 and partly cloudy in Millersville. Cloudy 75 in Ocean City. So the question is, how do you deal with parents? Well, one of the ideas is you fine them. Okay? Because you're not going to put them in jail based on the crime that their juvenile delinquent son or daughter committed, but you fine them, and here is defense attorney Clarissa Lindsay says, nah, that's not going to work.
With the fines, well, these parents often are already working multiple jobs. They don't have the income. That might be why they aren't able to give the supervision required anyway. So what are we going to do? Further put them in the hole.
Potential gubernatorial candidate Ed Hale says, you got to hold the parents accountable.
If they're going to steal your car and you wreck your car just for fun, it's going to take you a month or two to get your car back. It probably cost you $10,000 to $20,000. Where is the redress in this? There's going to be consequences to the parents. I believe that they may pay more attention to where their 14-year-old is.
And speaking of 14-year-olds, yeah, what do you do with the 14, 15, 16, and 7-year-olds? Recently we heard U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro saying she's going to change the laws and get Congress to change the laws in the district and get rid of these absurd D.C. Mm-hmm. City Council laws that allow them to run scot-free. Hale says you got to hold the 14-year-olds accountable.
I believe very firmly that we have to arrest and incarcerate the 14-year-olds, make them charge them as adults.
So that begs the question, and here we're not doing that right now. 80% of the juveniles being released back into the community of the ones arrested since the first part of the year in Baltimore City. So what option is there that would be viable? If you can't find them and you can't jail them for the crime because somebody else committed the crime, we've talked about this before, Bruce, can you charge them with something else, child neglect, child abuse, some other kind of, like they got Al Capone on tax evasion charges?
I think you charge them with child neglect, that if they're not performing their job as parents and not supervising their children, as rough as it is, because some parents are generally trying, and their kid just, they're not going to listen. And it's particularly tough for a single mom with a teenage boy, by the way. So I feel a lot of empathy because that dynamic is very difficult.
Yeah, and you've had some single mothers that have actually called the police and said, you got to do something.
Arrest my son.
Arrest my son. I can't control him anymore. So you have that going on. Would a name and shame thing work? Or, based on what I see today with the phones getting whipped out and everybody going up on some of these websites.
They're stars, man.
Yeah, they are. They have become stars in their own communities. So I don't know if naming and shaming would work. What would work? We're open to ideas here. Let's throw it out to our audience, our listeners. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. What do you think is the best way to hold adults? Because I'm reluctant to call them parents because they're not parenting.
No.
What is the best way to hold adults responsible for their complete lack of supervision, negligence, carelessness, lack of responsibility in supervising their teen children that are out running the streets in the middle of the night? Okay? Some of them are doing it during broad daylight when they should be in school. Do we bring back, truant officers? What do you do with them? How do you keep them in school? Let's say the truant officers track them down and then they put them back in school. How do you keep them there?
You put them into a place where there are locked doors.
So you go back to the New York City school rubber room system.
Or we'll go back to say you can learn if you wish, or you can sit in there and you can just occupy yourself doing something. By the way, your cell phone won't work here. We have it blocked.
Because the left, the Jill Carters and the Will Smiths and the Brandon Scotts and Westmores of the world, they don't want to hold black and brown or even white children, doesn't matter what the color is, accountable. They don't want them going to jail. They don't want them going Gen Pop. They don't want them as part of the adult population because that's where they're going to learn to improve their craft greatly. So there's got to be an alternative means of punishment. We used to have boot camps, but they were outlawed because of child abuse alleged at Hickey School and others. Hickey's still open, by the way. So what do you do with them? You have to come up with an alternative. Maybe you sentence them to some kind of community service that is really disgusting. That really nobody would want to do this job. Like maybe cleaning out sewers or, you know, picking up trash or doing something that they do not want to be doing this for, you know, 8 hours a day.
Problem is, I don't think it will. They won't do it. They'll just sit there.
Well, if they won't do it, then the alternative is then you are going to sit in a room by yourself for a long period of time.
Yeah,
but you still at some point have to try to rehab or educate, or I'm not talking about the ones that are committing murder, the most egregious cases, but there are some people that, you know, they fall into the wrong group, wrong gang, they start vandalizing, they start shoplifting, and there's a way to get their attention. See, I've always said you get their attention and the first time they break the law. The first time. Not the tenth time, but the first time.
Well, they've done away or said, no, you can't do that anymore to a lot of things that worked in previous generations. For example, this is your third time before me. You have a choice. You're going to prison or you're going to be in the Army or the Marines. Choose.
Yeah.
Right now.
Right.
And if you're going to be in the military, your plane leaves in 10 minutes. I mean, that option is no longer around. I think it's a good option. People learn a lot in the military.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
All right. Your thoughts, welcome. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Two brothers accused of stabbing a man near Patterson Park after a scooter crash on Eastern Avenue. Police say Bemore Licks security cameras captured the attack, showing Winston and Wilson Rivero Allende chasing and beating a 20-year-old before Winston stabbed him with a screwdriver, and then another suspect ran over his legs. Detectives later spotted the brothers on scooters matching those in the footage and arrested them at a McDonald's on Pulaski Highway. They are charged with attempted murder and multiple counts of assault. Three Maryland lawmakers toured the city's ICE detention centers yesterday, weeks after being denied entry, at least initially. Senator Chris Van Hollen and Kwesi Mfume and Sarah Elfrith say they were barred from speaking to detainees, with officials citing a state law the lawmakers insist doesn't apply to them. The group left saying they had more questions than answers, with at least two dozen issues still unresolved. Maryland's SNAP Ed program, which provides nutrition education to low-income families, will end October 1 after losing federal funding under provisions in the Big Beautiful Bill. The University of Maryland Extension Program received nearly $6.3 million this year, serving over 424 residents through schools, food pantries, wellness programs, and community gardens. The closure will affect 700 partner sites and eliminate 70 jobs statewide. Supporters warn the shutdown will leave a major gap in nutrition education and food access services with no immediate replacement in place. Tropical Storm Erin, moving west in the Atlantic, expected to strengthen into a hurricane by Friday. Systems around 1,000 miles east-northeast of the northern Leeward Islands. Maximum winds right now 50 miles per. Heavy rain, gusty winds expected in parts of the Caribbean this weekend. Most forecasts show Erin staying offshore of the U.S. East Coast. 6:32 on WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. The world is unified in at least one cause, and that is the demonization of Israel. One of the more popular tools to do that is through the means of false moral equivalence. The term moral equivalence is frequently used to emphasize similarities between two otherwise dissimilar acts. One instance of false moral equivalence compares Israel's actions to those of the Nazis. When two dissimilar realities such as these are linked falsely, the use of one side is intended to bring to mind the other, however distorted the comparison may be. Subsequent repetition results in acceptance, where the false moral equivalence is no longer questioned. It's apparent that those who would attack Israel in such a way are not familiar with God's promise to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who don't. And God keeps his promises. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's Moment of Truth.
Pick 3, lottery number 603, your pick 4, 8877.
And now, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so it looks like some more lanes are open near the vehicle fire, northbound 95 in Rosedale's before the Kenwood Avenue Bridge. I'm looking at the traffic after Kenwood Avenue and up towards the Beltway. It was trickling through before, and now it's moving with a lot more traffic. So it could be off to the side. See traffic now getting a little better at Chesico Avenue, but we're still backed up on 95 back to the city-county line. The express lanes are still open. That's an opportunity to get around that. But hopefully in 15 to 20 minutes, this might clear out on the northbound side. Big wreck near Aberdeen this morning in Harford County. Route 22 on Churchville Road is affected there, just to the west of I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild and muggy once again for your Thursday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Watch for the potential for a couple of pop-up thunderstorms this afternoon, keeping those upper 80s and 90s on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Trevor Rogers was masterful again last night for the Orioles, tossing one-run ball at the Red Hot Mariners for seven innings, and then Jackson Holliday walked it off for Baltimore.
Carlson runs well. Get it over with.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson, Holliday's first career walk-off himself as the Birds prevail 4-3 over the Mariners. Post-game comments now from manager Mancelino on Holliday overcoming his struggles at the plate to deliver.
You know, it's impressive to, you know, to be frustrated and then in the biggest moment come up big and knock in the winning run. So a lot of maturity by Jackson.
Holliday just 6-for-42 now, batting 143 in the month of August. Daytime baseball today at 105 with Tomo Sugano taking the hill for Baltimore. Elsewhere in baseball, an old friend helped the Padres last night move into first place in the NL West.
In the air to left field, that is deep, and that ball is gone. Ramon Laureano with his 17th home run of the year. Two-run shot puts the Padres on top, 10-0.
The great Don Orsillo with the call on Padres TV. Ramon Laureano on fire in San Diego, batting 333 in 12 games out west. Padres moved past the Dodgers with an 11-1 win over the Giants. By the way, Laureano and O'Hearn last night combining 5-for-9, 5 runs scored, 3 driven in. Big week of practice for the Ravens concludes today as the team looks ahead, to the Cowboys in Dallas on Saturday night. Head coach John Harbaugh at the mic.
This is an important week for us. We have one more big day. Tomorrow will be in Shells, but it'll also be a camp practice to try to continue to improve. We think this is the improvement week. This is the opportunity week in camp to really build the base under your football team. I feel like the guys did that. So happy with that.
Yesterday was Pro-Am Day at the BMW Championship at Caves Valley up in Owings Mills. But today the tournament starts for real, for real. Career Grand Slam winner Rory McIlroy at the mic, talking about some changes in the course at Caves Valley.
It's a big golf course. You know, a couple of those par fives previously are now par fours. I think they're going to, you know, I think 12 is probably going to play the toughest hole this week.
Notable tee times for the first round. Xander Schauffele at 9:32 this morning. Scotty Scheffler and Rory McIlroy at 11:16. The time now is 6:37. When we return, frustration builds with the Orioles.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member
First of all, before we get to the frustration, watching Trevor Rogers on the hill last night for Baltimore looks like a completely different pitcher. Actually looks like Turk Skubal out there. His body language, his motion, his delivery, the ball coming out of his hand. I mean, he looks like a staff ace.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, I saw him in person several weeks ago in that 6-0 loss and I can't remember which team it was, but he was throwing a two-hitter going into the sixth or seventh inning.
Exactly.
And the bullpen just imploded after that. But he actually had good stuff that day, and I was like, wow, this guy has potential.
Well, he shut the Mariners out for six last night, then allowed the run in the seventh. The Orioles finally came back. The frustration I'm talking about, I go on, obviously, on social media, and also the Baltimore Banner has a great comments page. There's one guy, I forget his name, maybe Bob from Owings Mills or something, said, you know, if the Orioles are going to put a minor league product out there, especially in the outfield, as we talked about yesterday,
yes, yeah,
why don't they charge us minor league prices?
There you go.
And, you know, and minor league concession prices.
Well, they didn't have the Savannah Bananas in town.
and then there was a lot of comments from that. And so we'll play our little game a little later. We did the Orioles outfield, pardon me, yesterday. We'll do the bullpen at 7:30.
Oh, so good.
Just FYI.
I suspect the results won't be much better.
No, you guys will do really well.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Sean, I'll tell you, I've heard this hubbub the last couple of days. I know we all have, about Chuck Schumer having these imaginary friends, the Baileys. And I did a little bit of research yesterday, and I want you to know that there's actual dialogue that I've heard that I put together so people could hear it today. They're real people. At least the guy's a real guy. Here's Chuck Schumer talking with his good buddy, Mr. Bailey.
Joe and Eileen Bailey, this middle-class couple, they bought into Reagan Republicanism in 1980.
How'd you know my name?
Oh, I know all about you. I've watched you grow up from a little boy.
What are you, a mind reader or something?
Joe and Eileen are worried about losing their jobs or their friends' jobs.
What'd you say just a minute ago? Why'd you want to save me?
That's what I was sent down for. I'm your guardian angel.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
I know everything about you.
Well, you look about like the kind of an angel I'd get. Sort of a fallen angel, aren't you?
I have guided my political life through the Baileys.
You don't happen to have $8,000 on you,
though.
Yeah, I think it's good friends. He's just asking for $8,000. And, of course, Chuck Schumer said no. Now, don't rip the guy for this, because he knows enough about George Bailey to know that Bailey has assets and his wife has assets and they're both employed. So, you know, they can pay for it themselves.
He's an insurance adjuster and lives in the New York suburbs. By New York standards, he makes $50,000 a year. If he lived in the middle of the country, make 40. Wife works in a medical office. She makes about 20. She might make 15 elsewhere.
You see, just conclusive proof. The Baileys are not imaginary.
Remember, wasn't it Obama that had the composite girlfriend or something?
Yeah.
That didn't actually
didn't exist.
Made it up. The girlfriend did not exist. He made it. What is it about liberals? I would think there are enough of them that, you know, birds of a feather, that they don't have to make up friends and acquaintances, but they do. It's a thing on the left.
It makes me wonder about the reality of a large invisible white rabbit, actually. but I'm firm on this. I'm still good with this. Well, there is a bit of a unreality about the conversation going on now about getting crime out of the streets in Washington D.C. and that you now have blue city mayors and blue state governors all across the country, as well as some other interested bystanders, one could say. Ripping on Donald Trump because somehow getting the criminals off the streets in Washington, D.C., that's a bad thing. This is Quentin Lewis. He's the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri.
President Trump is attracted to major cities. I think he should have run for mayor one day of somewhere, and I think that's a lot of where this focus is coming from. Looking at places, and I love all these cities, don't get me wrong, so I won't name them, but looking at major red state big cities where perhaps there are public safety issues is not nearly as interesting as a partisan point, because then it is Republican governors who are dropping the ball, and then it's not as interesting from just a broader political point because they're not cities that are just discussed as much. This is nothing but a wedge issue.
Okay, hold on a second now. Again, the guy is the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri. Missouri is a blue state. No, it's not. It's a red state. So here he is as the mayor of a city in a red state saying he never looks at cities in red states.
Is there a disconnect here? Am I missing something? Is there another shade of red we should be aware of somehow?
He's not really interested in trying to save lives for us, but just exploiting the political issue.
Yeah, he's not really interested in saving lives, although some of the lives he's saving and he's most concerned about were people he knew in Washington, D.C., like this kid in Doge. You say basically he's so heartless he doesn't care about this kid's life. They should just go ahead and let him beat him up, let him, you know, send him to the emergency room. The kind of vitriol aimed at Donald Trump, it's not new, but it's getting more and more vicious. Examples of that coming up.
After reading Victor Davis Hanson's latest piece about Trump has launched the counter-revolution and he's winning. And that's the reason why the Democrats are melting down, because he is being successful at the counter-revolution that is going on right now.
Somebody who's almost always successful, like at a lunch counter, is Chuck Whitaker. Here he is with Traffic and Weather on the threes. Chow down, Chuck.
It's been a rough morning already, dating about an hour ago. It started in the IFB, and it's spilled over onto the airwaves now.
I feel bad I left my flak jacket in the car. It's a damn shame. The vehicle fire has cleared to the shoulder, at least, and the northbound lanes are moving once again. I-95 through Rosedale coming up from the city-county line out to the Beltway. So much better now through there. The other big problem was a wreck in Harford County. Apparently, lane blockage both sides of Churchville Road and Carson's Run Road. So that's kind of at the bottom of the hill to the west of I-95. So between Churchville and Aberdeen, definitely a heads up for that. Nothing major, but a little more traffic now southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. The lanes are moving. The west side outer loop is filling in just a bit, right around I-70, down through the bridge at Crosby Road, Route 40. And again, a reminder, the big PGA tournament begins today, Caves Valley, so there's going to be a lot of activity there. First round, the guys are already ready to go and tee off within the next 45 minutes to an hour or so. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, if you could, because the pro-am was yesterday, but if you could, which pro would you like to play with?
Well, obviously you would say Rory.
Okay.
But I like any of those guys.
Scotty?
Scotty would be good. Rory, anyway, you know, okay. You can pay big money to play with him.
Yeah. So how much money
Megger are you talking about?
None. No, they should pay to play with me.
Real cash is what we're talking about here, folks. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a mixture of clouds and sun today. Highs in the upper 80s with a chance of a pop-up storm right now. Sunny, 74 in Arnold and 75 in Dundalk. Time to choose your... not choose your fake news. I'm an hour ahead of myself.
Time to choose your food news.
That's good.
We can choose your food news now. We can combine the two.
Choose your fake food news.
Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name,
Abitable Johnson.
Will you just taste the soup? All right, I'll taste the soup. Where's the spoon? Aha.
Little Caesars is offering a limited time online only deal where you can get a large two topping crazy crust pizza for only $6.99.
Wow.
Such a deal.
That's such a deal.
Such a deal.
Taste the soup.
Raising Cane's, they're opening up two locations shortly. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers will soon launch its first Glen Burnie location. Okay. That's going to be at 6801 Ritchie Highway. They're going to open up next Tuesday. And if you're not familiar with Raising Cane's, best known for their chicken fingers, crinkle-cut French fries, Texas toast, and their tangy and peppery Cane's sauce.
Very good.
Oh, yes. Michelle. Jumped right in there.
Very good food. Very good chicken. They're going to give Chick-fil-A a run for their money, I think.
That's not likely.
They're going to offer combo cards to their first customers.
Sundays.
On Sundays, they're going to run for their money.
By the way, the second location is currently under construction, Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. So, Raising Cane's.
So now we'll hear from the...
We're in Owings Mills, on Reisterstown.
Is it
the foundry?
It's right across the old Line Brothers, you know, the uniform company was?
Yeah.
You know, right across the street.
All right.
So it's that's where it's going. Sykesville is approving a site plan for the new Libs Grill restaurant. So Libertories, our good old buddy Dante Libertori, used to do a show here on WCBM on Saturday afternoons. Great Italian food and customs and tradition show. He's opening up. He's the owner. They were just waiting on approval from the Historical Society. But outside of that, Libs Grill's coming to Sykesville.
Well, that's true.
Bob Dunn used to hang out there, so if he got an approval, should be okay.
Yeah. I mean, there it is, folks. He's still mentioning. I mean, this his barter deals are in perpetuity.
Yeah. Well, what's amazing to me is how with what great ease he manages to name drop.
You know, exactly. I mean, furniture. I get furniture forever. You get mentioned forever.
Yeah, it's great. You know, it's really admirable, Chuck.
While we're at it, Burns Steakhouse just has a new wine room they just opened up at South Howard Avenue in Tampa.
So that's where you go. You say, I want to go to Miami.
My new guilty pleasure is Ruth Chris Steakhouse in Pikesville. They have an outdoor patio there. And you go there during happy hour. It's really good food, and the prices are just right.
Did you see, speaking of the BMW thing, a bunch of the golfers went to the Oriole game the other night.
Did they?
Yeah.
Saw that.
Did they have to play through? Did the Orioles keep getting to the next hole?
They were really taking a good look at the grass in center field.
Yes. Did they get one in the clown mouth?
I don't know. Were you there?
I set him up. See? I gave him an opportunity, and he seized on it. So, good. Yeah. I think a little remedial.
That doesn't make us even.
That's why they call
We're close to being even.
That's why they call him Little Caesar.
No.
Bruce, you better stay out of this.
See ya.
There's a major undertow forming.
Yes, there is. Watch out for the riptide. It's heading your way. 6:49, 11 minutes before the hour, 7 o'clock. Wes Moore also weighing in. The hubris on this guy is now reaching epic proportions.
Oh, it's amazing. He was on a couple of TV shows yesterday talking about how wonderful he is, basically. And listen to the way he frames this. We know that the crime rate in Baltimore City following Freddie Gray, the murder rate just bumped up like 100 a year. And it stayed there for a while, and then it came back down. Well, it didn't come back down by coincidence, according to Wes Moore. It came back down because of the guiding hand of our good governor.
When I came in, I said that the number one priority that we had as administration was to make sure that our communities were safe. Before I became governor, for the 8 years before I became the governor, Baltimore City went 8 straight years of 300 plus homicides. The year before I became the governor, Baltimore City averaged about a homicide a day. And I said, I refuse to be a governor who's going to spend my time offering eulogies and giving thoughts and prayers.
You see what I mean? It's all because of Wes Moore.
What specifically did you do?
It was his presence. Come on now.
Please, what specific action did you take? What specific policy did you undertake? What did you do to have any impact on crime?
Might I mention that he did manage to turn water into wine?
He actually made it worse. He named Schiraldi the DJS secretary. That department was in shambles. We got juveniles running wild all over the state right now. He's actually made it much worse.
Do you miss the part where he fixed Baltimore's crime rate?
While I know that we still have more work to do, I also know this, is that despite the fact that the year before I became the governor, Baltimore City, again, had historic streak in violence, that now that the last time the homicide rate was this low in Baltimore City, I was not born yet. So we're making real progress where Maryland is now amongst the fastest dropping states in this country on violent crime.
It's all about Wes.
Do you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of, remember when Barack Obama gave that speech in Denver? When 2008, when he was running for president, he said when he would be elected, he would,
the waters would recede
or the level of the waters would drop or some such nonsense. That is exactly out the Obama Progressive Marxist book.
Hey, Sean, before we move on, how do you spell Messiah Complex?
WESMOORE 6:51 on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got 3 mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a 9-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com. Summer is hot, and so is our $69 AC checkup for Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years of experience, we can service all makes and models. A new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork. We're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's another bonus wow. Mention WCBM and you'll get $500 off a brand new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning now. And when we're done, you'll be saying wow. Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Good morning. It's 6:53 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
I just made a quick check in Annapolis. No problems. Bay Bridge through Sandy Point. Severed River Bridge over towards I-97. All the lanes are open. Made a quick check as well on 50 over towards 404. No fog in the area right now. The upper level of the camera right there at 404 is seeing some fog, but the ground level at 404 and then over at 213 on Route 50. At least all the lanes are open. Visibility right now is good through that area. We're a little bit less than a 10-minute delay with heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. They're still working on the wreck near Aberdeen on Route 22, just to the west of I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We got a mixture of clouds and sun, highs in the upper 80s today, maybe a pop-up storm a little bit later on. We're looking at sunny and 74 in Severn, and it is 73 in Middle River. We got a bunch of folks weighing in on what to do with the parents, where we asked the question earlier. JB says, make the parents in Utes publicly do community service together. Maybe washing police cars or scrubbing sidewalks while wearing clothing that shows why they're being made to do it. Fred says, at a minimum, as a family, the punishment should be to do neighborhood improvements, clean the trash, and clean up the graffiti, and make them wear special outfits. That's the second person that has said that. And Brian says, first of all, post their pictures and names all over the media. Try shaming them. Secondly, make them ineligible for any federal, state, or local government benefits. No welfare, no Social Security, nothing.
I very much like the idea of, look, I can't think of a job where you don't get a day off a week. And usually 2 days off a week. So I very much like the idea of saying, you've just cost your dad his day off.
Yeah.
You two are going to be out doing something, and you can process exactly what that means, and he can process what that means, and you're going to see whether or not you want to go at this again and cost him another day off sometime down the road or not.
All right, speaking of juveniles and delinquents and young adults committing crimes, there was a scooter gang-related incident Wow. the other day in Patterson Park. And they went to this ice cream shop, Be More Licks, and they got the video footage, police did, and what they saw was, again, brutal. And there were witnesses to this beat down. There was a guy dressed in a white T-shirt, and he was basically run off his scooter by others on a moped. And then, of course, he managed to escape for the moment. Then they begin to pummel him and brutally beat him, and he was stabbed with a screwdriver. Court records state that Wilson Rivero Aliando struck the 20-year-old man in the head with while the driver of a scooter kicked the man multiple times in the head and upper body. His brother was also arrested in this brutal attack. So the Aliando brothers, and no word on whether they're here legally or not. I would like to pursue that further down the road. But residents in Patterson Park said this was a brutal beating.
Just brutally attacking somebody's off the case crazy.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah. And they were looking at the footage at the time. And guess what? Abandoned Scott has been mentioned once again.
I want people to come here and feel safe. This is not helping the situation. And this city won't address the issue. We need help.
Yeah.
Get the job. Get the mayor to do his job.
Oh, didn't you hear Governor Moore solve that? God, there is no crime in Baltimore City. Brandon Scott and Governor Moore says they say so. And so it must be. What is it from Yul Brynner? and so it shall be. And I can't remember
the King and I.
Yeah, the King and I.
Yeah, would it be the King and the King?
Yeah, the King and the King is yes. Right. Look, guys are there trying to make a living. They're trying to live their lives, and this is a constant daily thing in Patterson Park and other neighborhoods.
We're trying to make a living, and to have this stuff here is just absurd.
And yep. So it shall be written, and so it shall be done. No, just kidding. Yeah. And one man.
Wait a minute. That's what you said when handing out the memo to staff last week.
One man says, there but for the grace of God went I.
It could have been me. That could have been me. That man could have been me.
Yeah, it could be anybody. That's the point. And it could be they could be white, they could be black, they could be brown, they could be male, female, they could be transgender. It doesn't matter. In Baltimore City, in spite of what your elected leaders are telling you, just as in D.C., it is not safe. There are safer areas, but there's no place that's 100% foolproof safe. That's just not the case. And I'd like to know if these two, the 23 and 27-year-old Aliando brothers, now police believe it's gang-related. Gee, I wonder what gang that could be. MS-13, 18th Street, Latin Kings, or derivations of all of the above. So both have been charged with attempted first-degree murder and second-degree murder, along with multiple counts of assault. The question is, are they still in custody? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But that is something that police believe it started with a stolen scooter or motorbike. And that's what led to them pursuing this guy in the white T-shirt. And he may also be a criminal. I don't know.
For example, they think that he may have stolen the motorbike?
He may have stolen it, and then they were...
You're kind of inviting a beatdown. Sorry, but you are.
Yeah, sure.
If in that kind of neighborhood, in that kind of dynamic, then you're going to steal some gang member's motorbike, that's not a prudent thing to do.
No. But the problem is you got innocent bystanders in Patterson Park.
Yep,
you got,
absolutely.
You know, families that live there. You have, folks are just, out for a walk or something. These guys were running over each other with motorbikes.
Yeah. And that happened after he stabbed him with the screwdriver. Somebody else ran over the guy's legs.
Right. All right, coming up next, Tulsi is on the email trail of Hillary and James Clapper. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It is 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is warning his Russian counterpart of severe consequences if the bloodshed in Ukraine does not end. The warning comes ahead of tomorrow's Alaska meeting between Mr. Trump and Russian President Putin. And Mr. Trump says he's spoken with Ukraine's leader.
We had a very good call. He was on the call. President Zelensky was on the call.
European leaders also attended the virtual meeting. The president said he hopes the Putin summit will lead to a second meeting between Putin and Zelensky.
It's going to be a very important meeting, but it's said the table.
Zelensky told European leaders that Putin is bluffing about seeking peace. Donald Trump later warned of very severe consequences if Russia doesn't end the war. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Trump says he'll be asking Congress for more time, requesting an extension of federal supervision of Washington City police force beyond 30 days.
We're going to want extensions. I don't want to call national emergency. If I have to, I will. But I think the Republicans in Congress will approve this pretty much unanimously.
Some demonstrators took to the streets of D.C. last night, protesting the president's attempt to restore law and order in the capital city. Torrential rains unleashing devastating flooding in Chattanooga, Tennessee and vicinity. Four deaths have been reported. Two parents and their child were killed when a tree fell on their car, and a man who sprinted past a police barricade blocking a flooded road died. Fierce storms battered parts of New York and New Jersey, Delaware and Pennsylvania last night. Flooding's been reported across the region. In Leander, Texas, multiple students injured when a school bus veered off a rural road and overturned. EMS officials say at least one person and suffers life-threatening injuries. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures have been mixed so far. The Dow futures are up 19 points, NASDAQ futures down 18. Townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
703, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The new delay is northbound 95 coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The accident is northbound as you're getting up around the Keith Avenue ramp. It's on the left side of the area, so the left tunnel right now is taking most of the heat. If you can get into the right tunnel northbound, much better there. But traffic northbound coming out of that left tunnel is slow to get by the accident scene, and I would think southbound might be looking at it just a bit. So heads up if you're coming down the hill from O'Donnell Street and then into the tunnel southbound. But the backup northbound, which is normally not there this time of the morning, is affecting traffic in the left tube on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild and muggy once again for your Thursday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Watch for the potential for a couple of pop-up thunderstorms this afternoon, keeping those upper 80s and 90s on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is going to be a very, very hot day today, so hang in for that, folks. Going to be brutally warm outside. Right now, you're taking a look at 71 degrees in Ellicott City. Hunt Valley currently has 74 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It is 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Tropical Storm Erin is moving west in the Atlantic, expected to strengthen into a hurricane by Friday. Is it heading our way? Well, right now, the system is around 1,000 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands. Maximum wind speeds about 50 miles per. Heavy rain, gusty winds expected in parts of the Caribbean this weekend, but most forecasts show Erin staying offshore of the U.S. East Coast. However, some models are now suggesting a possible westward shift next week, which could bring the storm closer to shore and toward us. Even if it remains out to sea, by the way, Erin could still cause a rough surf, a danger of rip currents, and minor coastal flooding along the Delmarva beaches. So if you're heading to O.C., kind of bear that in the back of your mind. Federal judge from Virginia is questioning the Trump administration's case against all 15 federal judges in Maryland over a deportation delay order. Judge Thomas Cullen, brought in to avoid conflicts of interest, said he was skeptical the lawsuit had legal standing. The order issued in May automatically pauses deportations for 2 days when a detainee requests a review, a move Maryland judges say protects due process. Two brothers, we've been talking about this, now accused of stabbing a man near Patterson Park after a scooter crash on Eastern Avenue. Police say Bemore Licks security cameras capture the attack, showing Winston and Wilson Rivera Allendo chasing and beating the 20-year-old before Winston stabbed him with a screwdriver and another suspect ran over his legs. 706 on WCBM, pick 3, lottery number 603, your pick 4, 8877. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Bill O'Reilly here. Let me ask you something. Would you like to retire with confidence, knowing that you have a plan in place to carry you throughout your retirement years? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You can call them 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Hi.
It's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me. Be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Jackson Holiday delivering last night a two-out walk-off double in the bottom of the ninth, powering the Birds past the Red Hat Mariners. 4-3 was the final at Camden Yards. But Trevor Rogers was the story once again for Baltimore. Masterful. One-run baseball over seven innings, just four hits allowed. The burly left-hander with a 1.14 ERA over seven straight quality starts was asked after the game if he's ever had a stretch like this.
To be honest, I don't think so. I know I had a pretty good stretch in 21, but it wasn't as consistent as far as going, you know, six, seven, eight innings consistently. So
now, before the game, Zach Eflin, shut down for the season now with upcoming back surgery, met the media, and he was asked if he sees a return to Baltimore in his future.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love this clubhouse. I've told pretty much everybody that we've had a conversation about that. I've told them I love this place. I'd love to be here. We're going to get the operation done and kind of see where that takes us.
Meanwhile, out in Owings Mills, running back Justice Hill getting some love yesterday. Lots of has been made about Hill's pass protection prowess. At the mic yesterday, a bit tongue-in-cheek, he was asked what makes it so.
I mean, it's obviously my size, my stature. You know, that's what makes me a lead blocker. But, no, I mean, it's just a want to, a will. Like, I just want to make sure that my guys are making the play. And it's as simple as that. Like, I just have the will to do it.
All 5'10", 205 pounds of Justice Hill. Coming up in 30 minutes, the nephew of Rick Dempsey, candid about his transgressions. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive at WCBM.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Michelle Drusella. She's sitting in for Kristen Hager, who's on vacation. Top stories coming up for you this hour include Robert Francis O'Rourke is in trouble again, this time for a comparison he makes for President Trump. Maryland judiciary refusing to be transparent when it comes to juveniles. And Tulsi is back at it again. The director of national intelligence has declassified some more juicy stuff.
Tulsi Gabbard, the DNI, she has gone through more of what's amazing. You were talking about this before the show, with all of the shredding and all of the bleach bidding and all the other stuff.
Bleach bid, burn bags, shredders.
That there's stuff actually still to go through. I mean, it speaks of a life done in quadruplicate, I suspect. You still have copies of everything around. And, of course, once you put it on the internet, it is there forever.
Yeah, I'm wondering how many people kept copies to protect themselves.
Well, I think a fair number. Yeah. Because there are those even who say they're whistleblowers, still anonymous, but they say, I saw this going on, and that's why I have this copy, just in case. Because what Tulsi Gabbard has found is more and more documents tying Hillary Clinton directly to the effort to delegitimize Donald Trump prior to the 2016 election.
When people look at the newly declassified Durham appendix, you'll see a number of quite shocking statements in there coming from people like then DNC chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, talking about how and I'm paraphrasing here, but, you know, Hillary Clinton's emails were deleted just in time.
Yeah, think about that. Just in time? Also, there's an email exchange that goes through, is it time to use the Russian ploy in order to insulate Hillary because of her bleach bidding and taking a hammer to personal devices and so forth? Remember that happening? Our wife did. What do you mean? Like, with a cloth? Oh, come on, Hillary. You know exactly what the hell we mean. But there are those emails out there that said, you know, it's time to play this ploy because the heat's getting on hills right now.
Let's use the Russia play against Trump in order to diminish the attention that's going to Hillary Clinton's emails. And it actually points to statements about how Hillary herself approved one of these plans that was put forward again before her to heighten tensions around this Russia hoax, this alleged Russia collusion with Donald Trump, to draw attention away from her and away from the controversy that was surrounding her at that time.
Now, you got to remember, Sean, this was not simply, you know, struck in page and somebody mid-level or low-level in some government organization who had it in for conservatives. This was happening, as Tulsi points out, at the highest levels of government.
Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State. We see at the highest levels of power in our country how this narrative was very intentionally used, and some intelligence pointing to the use of foreign agents or assets to assist in this narrative that, again, was in essence executed to undermine President Trump's candidacy and to advance Hillary Clinton into the presidency.
Yeah, and they failed in 2016. They succeeded in 2020, failed in 2024. But the battle does rage on, folks. 713 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, a man who will stand for, well, virtually nothing, actually. Chuck Whitaker.
I will stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
For the pledge, yes.
Yeah. National anthem.
Uh-huh. No, Chuck was addicted to doing the hokey pokey for a while, but yeah, he turned himself around.
I know. They buried the guy who actually did that song first. They had a hell of a time getting him into the casket. They put the left leg in and then the right
leg. I guess that's enough for me for the morning. I'll give you this report, and I'm going to get the hell out of here. I can't work with these idiots. What are you talking about? This is beneath my dignity. Man, of my authority.
Come on, Chuck. There is nothing beneath your dignity. Seriously.
Yeah, well, let's just cut right to the chase.
We've known each other for a long time. Nothing.
Too much. I can't stand it. I'm getting ahead. Northbound 95 coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The wreck that was up around Keith Avenue was cleared very quickly back to normal there. So that's good news. That didn't get out of control. There's a new report of a wreck. Haven't seen it yet. Northbound BW Parkway. The report says between 198 and Route 32. So a little bit of a backup here now on at Route 32 on the Parkway. So we'll be checking on that to see about road blockage. Of course, anything on the Parkway could impact us very quickly right through that area. Apparently, that was a bad wreck on Churchville Road this morning. They had police direction there at Carson's Run Road. So that's Route 22 still affected just west of the bridge at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday. It'll be partly sunny today. Highs in the upper 80s with a chance of a pop-up storm and gets better Friday through Sunday, but still going to be a hot and humid weekend. Sunny 74 in Millersville, and it's a 74 in Parkville. Time for our Mega Movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, tomorrow is the big day. President Trump will meet the Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska. And I think this is probably Putin's last chance. to cut a deal.
Yeah, otherwise the economic sanctions going.
Yep, and I think the central bankers of Russia, I think the people of Russia, the people of Ukraine want the war to end. I think the people of Russia want the war to end. And eventually Russia's economy is about ready to go in the tank if Trump puts these crippling sanctions in place. So I think, keep fingers crossed. We'll see what happens. But he was asked about Putin and ending the war yesterday at the Kennedy Center.
When you meet with Vladimir Putin Friday in Alaska,
yeah,
do you believe you can convince him to stop targeting civilians in Ukraine?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've had that conversation with him. I've had a lot of good conversations with him. Then I go home and I see that a rocket hit a nursing home or a rocket hit an apartment building and people are laying dead in the street. So I guess the answer to that is no, because I've had this conversation. I want to end the war. It's Biden's war, but I want to end it. I'll be very proud to end this war along with the five other wars I ended. But I guess the answer to that is probably no.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. Also, he weighed in on Obamagate, Russiagate, whatever you want to call it, and whether or not there's going to be any fruit that comes out of these investigations.
I had to go through the Russia hoax, and it was a strain on the relationship. I actually told him, I said, they got this phony investigation going on, Russia, totally phony, created by Adam Schiff, Shifty Schiff, and Hillary Clinton and the whole group of them. And it made it very dangerous for our country because I was unable to really deal with Russia the way we should have been. I'm looking at Pam because I hope something's going to be done about it. These people put our country at great danger. And Adam Schiff, it was all made up. It was a hoax. The Mueller report came out. They all hated me. They had 18 Trump haters. And they said I did nothing wrong. They couldn't find anything after years of investigation. It was all a hoax. It was a hoax created by the Democrats, but in particular Schiff and Crooked Hillary, the whole group. And now we've learned all the stuff that's come out over the last 2 months is incredible through intelligence. And hopefully something's going to happen with it. These are people that put our country in danger, in real danger.
Seven nations and leaders of those nations have endorsed President Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize, calling him the President of Peace. They are the Armenian Prime Minister, the Azerbaijani President, the Cambodian Prime Minister, the Gabonese President, the Israeli Prime Minister, the Pakistan leaders, and the Foreign Minister of Rwanda, all saying that President Donald J. Trump is the President of Peace. Of course, he'll never get it. Trump's newest D.C. crime crackdown has yielded more than 100 arrests already in just a couple of days. He was at the Kennedy Center yesterday, slamming the management for letting the building deteriorate. And they just didn't keep it up at all. All they cared about was their woke propaganda and agenda.
The previous leadership wasted millions and millions of dollars and handed us a budget deficit of $26 million. Can you believe that? In addition, the programming was out of control with rampant political propaganda, DEI, and inappropriate shows. We had some very inappropriate shows, to put it very nicely. They had dance parties for, quote, queer and trans youth. And I guess that's all right for certain people, quote. And I'm just quoting, I'm not saying it. Queer and trans youth. That wasn't working out too well. They had a Marxist anti-police performance. And they had lesbian-only Shakespeare, which is different. Who thinks of these ideas, really? It's different. It's different. Oh, we're bringing our country back so fast.
Yeah. Romeo and Romeo, apparently. He also says that he didn't want to be the host of the Kennedy Center Awards, but he was convinced to.
I've been asked to host. I said, I'm the President of the United States. Are you fools asking me to do that? Sir, you'll get much higher ratings. I said, I don't care. I'm President of the United States. I won't do it. They said, please. And then Susie Wiles said to me, sir, I'd like you to host. I said, okay, Susie, I'll do it. That's the power she's got. But I just, so I have agreed to host. Do you believe what I have to do? And I didn't want to do it, okay? They're going to say, he insisted, I did not insist. But I think it will be quite successful, actually. It's been a long time. I used to host the Apprentice finales, and we did rather well with that. So I think we're going to do very well, because we have some great honorees, some really great ones.
Tomorrow we'll tell you what he said about Sylvester Stallone and some of the other honorees like George Strait, Kiss, Gloria Grainger, Michael Crawford. 207 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Don't forget the best of the morning drive available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Rumble and Facebook pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning, everybody. It's 7:23 Thursday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
And again, delays on the BW Parkway northbound. The wreck is reported between 198 and Route 32. We're starting to see some delays now for the traffic coming up from 197 and even from Powder Mill Road. So definitely a heads up for that. Baltimore County just went out to a call. Not sure if it's a wreck or a fire call, but they're heading to Old Hanover Pike at Route 30. So traffic on Route 30 as you're traveling through there. Heads up, the equipment is arriving. We'll check to see if it's a wreck or not, but could be a factor there for the traffic between Reisterstown, Glendon, and of course the Hampstead area. Bad wreck early this morning, Harford County, west of Aberdeen on Churchville Road at Carson's Run Road. The wreck has cleared. Both the tunnels are back in shape on the northbound side of 95 and our typical heavy traffic and the normal delays southbound on 95 and also on 895 coming down from the Eastern Avenue Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today and highs in the upper 80s with a chance of a pop-up storm here or there. Cloudy right now, 76 in Ocean City, and 77 in Stevensville. Let's take a phone call here. Paul is in Pasadena.
Morning, Paul.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Paul.
Morning, Sean. I've got a question for you, or actually a statement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an attorney, and I noticed over the last couple of days you've been equating unauthorized use of a motor vehicle with larceny, and they are not correct.
Well, they're not. I understand the two separate charges, but my belief, Paul, is that there is some manipulation of statistics going on in D.C. and in Baltimore, and I think in an effort to avoid the number of stolen cars and grand theft auto and carjacking, we're all of a sudden getting the explosion of unauthorized use of motor vehicle charges.
yeah, maybe they're downgrading them.
Yeah.
But they're, one's a misdemeanor and one's a felony.
Right, got
it. That makes a big difference in the legal system.
Yeah, sure it does. But I do think that there is some downgrading going on, not just in that area, but other areas as well, as far as felony assaults as well.
Yeah. Okay, well, I just wanted to comment on that. Thank you.
Paul, thanks so much.
Thanks,
appreciate
Paul.
That. 726, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, SE Cup. I've had conversations with SE Cup over a number of years, Sean. I've never had a lot of success in trying to figure out exactly where she is on the political dial. She was a libertarian. She sounds more like a leftist now, but then she veers back into something more akin to a neutral look at politics.
I believe she's a political chameleon.
Yeah, it could very well be, because she does have the capacity to take a look at a situation, and I think give a pretty clear-eyed analysis of it. And she yesterday pointed out how stupid the Democrats are in one area that she said they should know better.
The numbers can be what they are, but also people don't feel that way. And when it comes to two things, crime and the economy, feelings don't really care about your facts. And I can't tell you how profoundly stupid it is for Democrats to get up with their facts and their figures and their charts and their graphs and say, look, you're safe. Can't you read this chart, idiots? Why are you complaining? I'm showing you right here how safe you are, so shut up and move along.
Yeah, and that's basically what the Democrats are doing. When people in Washington, D.C., prominent people say, I do not feel safe walking the streets. I do not personally feel safe walking some streets in Baltimore City. I'm told basically, you hear the statistics, you're just stupid. Well, gee, that's helpful. That's very reassuring. Thank you so very much for reaffirming your estimate of exactly what my mental capabilities are. But she points out the Democrats, to their chagrin and causing a loss, did the same thing this past November.
Democrats said, see these economic numbers? The economy's great. What are you complaining about? See these crime numbers? Crime's down. You're safe. See these immigration numbers? Obama deported way more. There's no migrant crisis. I can't tell you enough that politics is perception, and the numbers can be right, but you never tell voters they're wrong about how they feel.
Yeah, because you're talking about how they feel, not about what numbers they're looking at, not about the statistics.
But I think that's a false assumption. I think the voters and residents feel that way because the numbers are wrong.
Yeah, or the numbers are a lie.
Yeah, exactly.
They're being deliberately distorted, and we've seen that over and over
there's
again.
An article, I can't remember who wrote it, maybe we'll have time to cover it a little bit later on this morning, how D.C. has distorted and manipulated their crime statistics. How a D.C. police commander was suspended for doing just that.
Yeah, which is why people, not just in D.C., but here and elsewhere, in most urban areas, you're going to find that there are charges of those numbers just don't look right. Well, they don't look right because they don't pass the smell test. I mean, we know instinctively when we're taking a look at something whether it has the ring of truth to it. And often we see numbers and think, wait a minute, that somehow doesn't make sense to me. We joked about it yesterday. The crime went down as soon as they redefined crime as something else. But it's true. If you all of a sudden say something has been a crime for the last 50 years, we're going to classify it as not a crime. Instead, it's a social problem now. So it's not going to show up in the statistics. Well, hello there. And the crime still exists. We're just pretending it doesn't.
Coming up next is the lack of transparency within the Maryland judiciary, incompetence or intentional? And how is it impacting our approach to overall juvenile crime? We'll talk about that. Chris Papps has a great report out from Sinclair Broadcasting in just a moment. At 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Two brothers are accused of stabbing a man near Patterson Park after a scooter crash on Eastern Avenue. Police say Bemore Licks security cameras captured the attack, showing Winston and Wilson Rivero Allendo chasing and beating a 20-year-old before Winston stabbed him with a screwdriver and another suspect ran over his legs. Detectives later spotted the brothers on scooters matching those in the footage and arrested them at McDonald's on Pulaski Highway. They are charged with attempted murder and multiple counts of assault. Three Maryland lawmakers toured the city's ICE detention center Wednesday, weeks after being denied entry. Senator Chris Van Hollen and Representatives Kwesi Mfume and Sarah Elfrith said they were barred from speaking to detainees, which officials, citing a state law, said, no, you can't. The lawmakers said, oh, it doesn't apply to us. Van Hollen said some detainees may be held there for up to 8 days. 8 days. being more than a week and calling for greater transparency. Maryland's SNAP Ed program, which provides nutrition education to low-income families, will end October 1 after losing federal funding under provisions of the Big Beautiful Bill. The University of Maryland Extension program last year alone received nearly $6.3 million. That's over 424,000 residents who are helped through schools, food pantries, wellness programs, and community gardens. The closure will affect 700 partner sites and eliminate 70 jobs site-wide. Tropical storm Erin moving west in the Atlantic, expected to strengthen into a hurricane by Friday. System is a little more than 1,000 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands. Maximum winds near 50 miles per. Heavy wind and gusty winds will be expected in the Caribbean this weekend. Most forecasts show Erin staying offshore of the U.S. East Coast. However, some models are now suggesting a possible westward shift next week, which could bring the storm closer to shore. 7:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Pick three lottery numbers, 603, or pick 4-8877. And now, 7:33, traffic weather on the threes. Yes, it's Chuck Whitaker.
The wreck in Harford County is cleared now. Route 22 on Churchville Road back open again just west of 95. The late accident, the possible delays here, BW Parkway northbound between 198 and Route 32. Some reports there may be some brake lights now as you're traveling north from 197. Some sort of an incident. I don't think it's a wreck, but in the area of Route 30 and the old Hanover Road, just heads up, a lot of equipment is in that area right now. They're staging a little bit off to the side, but be careful there on Route 30 if you're traveling either north or southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild and muggy once again for your Thursday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Watch for the potential for a couple of pop-up thunderstorms this afternoon, keeping those upper 80s and 90s on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Burns with a 4-3 walk-off win over the Mariners last night. It was a scoreless pitcher's duel through six. Seattle then broke through with a single run off Trevor Rogers in the seventh. Baltimore countering in the bottom half.
And a fly ball poked to right. Jeremiah Jackson out toward the wall. It's off the fence. It kicks away from Moore. And Mayo will be waved around third. Jackson going to third. Throw to the plate. Gets away. It gets into the Camberwell. Captain Jack will get you by tonight.
Another great call by Kevin Brown on Masson. A little league home run for the rookie Jeremiah Jackson. Actually a triple and a throwing error, providing a sliver of comedy in an otherwise disappointing season. Daytime baseball for you today. 105 first pitch with Tomo Sugano taking the hill for Baltimore. Elsewhere in baseball, former Oriole Greg Zaughn, extremely candid on the Toronto Legends Sports Podcast about the end of his extremely successful post-playing days broadcast career. The nephew of former Orioles catcher Rick Dempsey, fired back in 2017 for workplace misconduct, admitting to inappropriate behavior.
I was having some marital issues, which doesn't make it right, but there was a lot of flirting going on back and forth between me and female coworkers. You know, I should have been classier. No, I never put my hands on anybody. I'm not that kind of guy.
And there was much more from that podcast. Zahn's firing was considered by some to be the At Me Too movement's first major incursion into the sports world, as he was fired just one day after longtime Today Show host Matt Lauer was fired for allegedly sexually harassing women. One name we've heard time and again this summer coming out of Owings Mills is that of number 95. That's pass rusher Tavius Robinson, now in his third year out of Mississippi, looking for more playing time this year and intentionally taking a page from another number 95, former Ravens edge setter Jared Johnson.
Not only that, but we wear the same numbers, so I've watched as many podcasts, as many, like, everything that he's been on, just trying to, like, tap into his mental a little bit and you know, his highlights as well, because
Terps head coach Mike Locksley was grilled last week in College Park on the new reality of the college division of pro football, asked how he's handling all the change.
I grew up in change. I grew up in south side of D.C., and change was every single day for me, so I've lived in that wheelhouse. It's something that I'm used to. Maybe some people around here aren't. Maybe you guys aren't, but I know a lot of the type of guys that I recruit tend to be similar to me in personality.
And finally, yesterday was Pro-Am Day at the BMW Championship at Caves Valley up in Owings Mills, but today the tournament starts for real. Round one, teeing off at 9:32, will be Xander Schauffele. At 11:16, Scotty Scheffler and Rory McIlroy are being paired. The time now is 7:37. When we return, we'll play a game again, this time called Name That Oriole Reliever.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
It was so popular yesterday with the Oriole outfield that we decided to do it again with the Oriole bullpen.
And we hear from some of our listeners, they thought it was hilarious. I don't know if it was intended to be hilarious, but the end result was.
It's unfortunate. So there are eight relievers in the Oriole bullpen. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do the first two because these are pretty familiar. Keegan Aiken and Yennier Cano.
Yeah. I think, well, that's, okay, so Keegan there. Aiken is the only one I know because we covered him Monday when you were off. He was he blew the loss.
He blew the save. So here are the other six. I'll go with you first, Sean. His first, I'll give you the first name, you give me the last. Rico.
Suave.
I was going to go Cardi, actually. But it's Garcia.
Okay.
Rico Garcia. Bruce, I'll give you this tough one. Yaramil.
Aiken.
No. Yaramil Geraldo, who actually has a live arm.
Okay.
And he's up there.
You kind of need that for a pitcher.
Yeah, you kind of do, as opposed to a dead arm. Sean, how about Corbin?
Burns.
No, he's in Arizona.
Okay.
And he's out for the year, by the way.
Right.
Corbin Martin has taken over for Corbin Burns. Bruce, what about you? Grant.
Oh, Ulysses S.
18th president of the United States, but not a reliever.
Really?
No,
starter, though.
Actually not. Although I do like the beard. Grant Wolfram is his last name. And then, Sean, for you, Cade. Spelled K-A-D-E, by the way.
Povich.
No, that's the starter.
Okay.
That's the starter.
At least I know that one.
Yes, the reliever is Stroud.
Okay.
Cade Stroud. And so, Bruce, one more. Dietrich.
Oh, Von Hofer.
No, that's his German cousin. His name is Enns.
My favorite, though, I guess he's injured, is Scott Blewett.
Scott.
That's my favorite.
That's a great
I've remembered
name.
His name all year long.
To be technical, it's Scott Blewett.
Blewett.
By the way.
Okay. Yeah. Well, same thing.
Same could be said of the Orioles.
Okay. Thanks, Gary. 7:40. 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Back in November of 2023, a video from a Ring doorbell captured the moment when three juvenile thugs stole a car in Essex, avoided oncoming traffic, pedestrians, and crashed into a parked car, then fled the scene. The video was recorded just blocks from where Maryland State Delegate Robin Grammer lives. And the juveniles, he found out in the video, had been previously arrested for stealing cars. But at the time, they were not incarcerated. I wonder why. And he described the scene.
They came around the corner doing more than 25 on a quiet street like this. It really is indicative of these crazy situations of juvenile crime that are happening across our state that we really want to get to the root of. And we need the help of the judiciary to get there. They could have killed three people. They were standing right here.
But the judiciary isn't helping. The judiciary doesn't care. Project Baltimore, Chris Pabst, our buddy, he filed a public records request with the Maryland judiciary seeking to get information from the court for their rulings over juveniles who commit serious crimes. And this was back in January. For over 200 days, they got the runaround. First, on July the 4th, they were told they would begin receiving records. Then 3 weeks later, they said, oops, the records could not be assembled, and the judiciary is not obligated to create and then produce the records. Well, gee, that's thought that what the FOIA request is makes them do.
Yeah.
And Grammer says it looks like the courts are stonewalling because he and Delegate Laura Arakan wrote a letter to Judge Fader and saying that, look, we need your cooperation to figure out how we're going to legislate from here on out.
We continue to have problems with the Maryland juvenile system and the Maryland juvenile courts stonewalling us at every single case, and that's something we need to change.
And they're not dealing with the facts. I mean, they keep getting these responses that their intentions, they're going to do this, they're going to do that, but they're not dealing with the reality of the situation.
I would say intentions are irrelevant. We need to get beyond talking about intent here. We need an immediate solution so we can act boldly going forward.
So they write this letter, and basically they get a response that shows that the judiciary is just not interested.
My takeaway is that the judiciary really just isn't interested in working with us.
So isn't that something? Yeah. What do you do when the highest court in the state of Maryland is not responsive to transparency requests, is not responsive to letters sent by the legislature? And do we have a bunch of rogue judges serving on the Maryland judiciary?
You're looking to find if you have a rogue judge. I think that's perfectly reasonable.
Chris Pabst asked Judge Fader for an interview, which might shed some light on all of this. And, of course, the judges hide behind the bench. And Grammer was asked, should Judge Fader grant an interview?
I think he should talk to the media and the public. And it gives people confidence. Will he take flack as a leader? Probably. But it happens in other states. And we've got to do away with this notion that judges can't talk publicly about anything.
But it doesn't happen here, and it doesn't happen here because this is a one-party state with a very weak opposition party. Mm-hmm. I'm reluctant even to call it opposition. They dominate this state. This state has become corrupt as a result of it, and that corruption it goes all the way from the Maryland State Legislature to the Governor's Mansion, all the way up through the Maryland Judiciary. And that's sad. The Marylanders have no recourse right now. That we are being run roughshod from the judiciary branch, the legislative branch, and the executive branch.
Now get the trifecta. 743 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News right now. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number if you'd like to be today's contestant. First, though, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Charles?
And good morning. Brought to you as a service of the Liberty Ship John W. Brown, docked at the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. Nothing major on the Beltway right now. We're slow on the Parkville side, the Inner Loop at Green Spring, 795 down to Frederick Road on the west side. All of that is normal. Everybody's open. Traffic around the BW Parkway on the Beltway looks good. City police arriving with a wreck. It's on Boston Street. I have to get the cross street. It's on Boston Street in the Canton area on the southeast side. I think a medic unit is also coming in there. And for right now, we're looking at about 15, maybe 20 minutes now, stretching back a little bit at the Old Harbor Tunnel. And 95 is beginning to slow around Moravia Road, working its way eventually down to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The lanes are open, but we're in the area of 15 to 20 minute delays. Cruise back to 1942 and enjoy a day on the bay aboard Baltimore's best kept secret, the Liberty Ship John W. Brown. Saturday, September 13th, cruise, relax, explore. History and machinery will come alive that day, and the ticket sales end September 6th. So right now, get on it, ssjohnwbrown.org. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny today, highs in the upper 80s with a chance of a thunderstorm. Pretty much the same through tonight, and then the things start to dry out, but it is is going to be hot the rest of the weekend. 75, mostly cloudy in Columbia, 75 in Owings Mills. And we do need a contestant right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 for our Choose Your Fake News segment. And you'll get a chance to win a WCBM 100th anniversary T-shirt and a 100th anniversary coffee mug and some hair clippings from our very own Bruce Elliott, who recently shaved his head.
Yeah,
some excuse that his son shaved his head and he wanted to be like his son.
No, I wanted to surprise him, which is kind of rough to do.
But when Vivian goes away, strange things happen in the Elliott household.
That's true enough.
You know, that's
of course, if you look at those hair clippings, they are very much a resemblance of a baboon.
So, oh yeah, curious. Curious.
Yeah. Wow. He waited for almost 2.5 hours into the show.
It took 2.5 hours to write it.
Yeah, exactly.
I was thinking about it. That's not a great sign.
Yeah. But I digress.
Okay.
Linda in Woodstock is our contestant. Morning, good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Last.
Okay. Good luck. Here are your stories. Story number one. Harvard University students can now learn about the political mastermind known as Stacey Abrams. That is a class being offered this semester in critical race theory classes. Story two, today is Tattoo Removal Day. A woman in West Virginia taking it all to another level. She's preserving her husband's Steelers tattoo after he passed away.
Oh, my.
She had the mortician cut it off of him so she could frame it and hang it on her wall.
Oh. Nice.
You know?
She's all morbid.
She skinned him.
She did. She skinned him alive and dead.
It's a guy in Wisconsin that did that, by the way. To people who didn't know.
Was it Cheesehead Packers? Story three. Speaking of which, the NFL has announced a new policy that anyone who throws green dildos on the field or any other sex toy on the football field will be arrested, prosecuted, and banned for life. When pointed out that no green dildos have been seen on the field, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says it is a preventative measure. All right. Story one, Harvard course calls Stacey Abrams a political mastermind. Story two, woman has husband Steelers tattoo removed and framed after he passed away. Or story three, the NFL says no green dildos. All right, let us start with Mr. Whitaker.
I think in the Jets game it would be apropos to throw something on the field. I mean, what the hell? I don't think the NFL has gone that far, so I'll go with three.
Chuck goes for three. Bruce?
The Harvard story next week is true. West Virginia oddly strikes me as true, but I grew up reading stories about this guy named Ed Gein in Wisconsin. He used to do this and make people into lampshades, so my mind is twisted forever. I'm with Chuck. The NFL has not issued anything about where's Waldo's being thrown onto the field.
Michelle?
I'm going to go with number three as well.
Michelle goes for number three. Linda, you care to make it unanimous?
I'll go with number three.
All right. Linda also goes for story number three. Story one. Yes, it's Harvard, and they do have critical race theory, and Stacey Abrams, not a political mastermind, but they claim she is. And,
she is. How else did she win the governorship? Really, seriously.
It's true.
It is a true story. The tattoo story, some Steelers fans will do anything to perpetuate their legacy. That is a true story. Story three, the NFL has not issued a memorandum about the sex toys as of yet. Linda, you are a winner. Congratulations. We'll put
Thank you
on hold. Tell you how to get your prize. And she went along with the rest of the crew today. And it paid off for her.
Found out where's Waldo.
No. Speaking of payoffs, Chuck.
What? Payoffs. Who would pay me off to do this?
Exactly. Well, I mean, it has kept you around for a while.
There are some advantages, Mr. Casey, but we don't need to go into those.
I think it's wonderful that you've managed to convince him to do this for as long as he has by giving a promise of, we're going to give you a nice roast.
But what else is he going to do?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Let me tell you something, Cheetah, and I've had enough out of you.
All right. We're waiting.
Yeah, go ahead, Chuck.
That's all right.
Oh, you said you were going to tell us something. That's
right. I was, but I thought better.
You thought better. Okay.
He forgot it.
That will benefit all of us.
He forgot it. He had it right there at the tip of his nose.
No, I don't think he forgot. I just think it was a moment of self.
The tip of my nose has nothing to do with you, Bruce. Self- I can promise you that.
Self-censorship. 7:50, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Governor Moore doubling down on the president and the National Guard. We'll also take a look at the left's continuous denial that crime exists in major blue cities run by progressive Marxists. And they have decided to move the Confederate statues impounded here in Baltimore that were taken down, and they're now going to put them up somewhere else. We'll tell you where.
Makes perfect sense. 753, Talk Radio 680, and WCB, I'm a man we admire, we revere, and we would put on a pedestal, we really would, had he not already put himself on one. Yes, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Sorry. So, Rick, on the Beltway, on the Interloop, coming up to the BW Parkway, medic units and the fire department all just arrived there. One lane to the left, one lane to the right. Already backed up on the Beltway back towards I-97, and the outer loop is looking at it, so be prepared for that. If you're coming down the Beltway, you're crossing the parkway, you'll get some brake lights there. But this is definitely a problem. Okay, one of the vehicles now is going over to the right shoulder, so we'll see what happens once all this stuff happens. Oh, this other one, though, was all banged up. The whole front is smashed in on this one black car on the side here. So we got a problem here on the Beltway, backed up, and will be affecting the ramp from I-97 to join the Beltway onto the inner loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny today, highs in the upper 80s with a chance of a pop-up storm. Then Friday, highs in the upper 80s and low 90s. Again, hot, humid weekend as well. So it's a typical dog day. days of August here in the Baltimore Metro. Right now, Annapolis is 76 and partly cloudy, and 75 in Ellicott City.
Talk Radio 680 WCB. Beto O'Rourke. What's his real name again?
Robert Francis.
Robert Francis O'Rourke, who took the name Beto, pretending somehow he could be half Hispanic without being any Hispanic, so he could get votes. Didn't work for him, but now he's stuck with the name. At any rate, Beto O'Rourke was interviewed day before yesterday, or yesterday actually, and he launched into this tirade against the current sitting president.
We have watched the open display of a criminal network operating in the highest positions of power and public trust. They are scared because they have assumed that there will never be accountability. Remember, Donald Trump promised us he would be a dictator on day one. He promised us that if you vote in the 2024 elections, that's the last time you'll ever have to cast a ballot.
Yeah. So, in other words, what he's saying is Orange Man bad.
Orange Man bad. Enough.
But, of course, it wasn't enough. Not for him. He had to go that one extra mile that launched him from being a little bit of a kook to being a hater.
It took Hitler just 53 days to destroy German democracy. Every major turn, every time he exceeded his authority, defied the German constitution, broke down the rule of law in that country, the German press, the German politicians, the German public, most importantly, did too little, too late.
After all, it's been at least a week since we had the Trump as Hitler trope, and now Beto has made sure that we don't go a full week without that particular piece of excrement. Look, I'm married to the daughter of a Holocaust survivor. I think these references to Hitler are completely inappropriate. They cheapen what actually happened to 6 million Jews and 6 million others under the Nazis during World War II. It's reprehensible to think that these individuals would likely take the name of one of the worst murderers in the history of all mankind and label. And, this, you know, look, Trump is just the most recent. Other Republicans get labeled like this as well. I just wish it would stop because it really cheapens what actually happened, which was horrific.
Horrific, and Hitler certainly, again, should go down in history as one of the most evil of all time. But just as evil, if not more, is the communist movement.
Sure.
Which is, they've now believe over 100 million people
in China
have perished at the hands of communists. And we've got one running in New York City. He's an actual communist, folks.
Yeah, and he likes it.
And he does like it. And there are people that are supporting him in the Democrat Party.
Yeah, they're trying to walk around the edges, but they want to give him support without giving him support, you know, because just in case, it could be very harmful. Now, there are things happening in this country, and I've come across this young woman online, Sean. She's on the interweb. And every day she does something that I think is kind of special. It's like a little translation thing for us. For those of us who haven't spent a lot of time, for example, in Appalachia, it's good to know when people say things in Appalachia, what the words mean. And so we have for you the Appalachian word of the day.
Hi, y'all. It's time for Appalachian word of the day. The word of the day is asthma. I don't know if I can come over later. I'm going to have to ask my mom.
You see, there you go. It's good to have that information.
Yes.
You add that to your vocabulary.
Asthma. By the way, an Illinois judge has denied Texas Attorney General Paxton's request to enforce the arrest warrants against the AWOL Texas Democrat. So once again, the corrupt bench. We have a lawful warrant for the arrest of somebody that has violated Texas law, and a judge is not honoring that in Illinois. And now, of course, Paxton is also pursuing charges against Robert Francis O'Rourke as well.
As he should. For spending the money.
Yes.
That's against the law, basically.
It's bribery.
It's the emollients clause, in essence, at the state level.
Right.
You can't accept things of value.
You can't offer them either.
You can't offer them. So he offered, and a lot of Democrats accepted.
They're all.
It's a clearly violation of the law.
They should all be charged.
Yep.
But again, Greg Abbott and many of the Dustin Burroughs, the Texas GOP has been taken over by rhinos. unfortunately. There are a lot of America First Texas reps and conservatives that have been relegated to second-tier status in Texas, and until that changes, Texas remains a work in progress. Stay with us here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It is 8 o'clock. Governor Moore up next.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says Russia absolutely will face consequences if Vladimir Putin doesn't end the war in Ukraine soon after tomorrow's Trump-Putin summit in Alaska. And while he doesn't expect a peace agreement to come out of tomorrow's initial meeting, Mr. Trump hopes it will mark the beginning of the end of the bloodshed.
If the first one goes okay, we'll have a quick second one. I would like to do it almost immediately. And we'll have a quick second meeting between President Putin and President Zelensky and myself if they'd like to have me there.
Yesterday, Mr. Trump took part in a conference call with European leaders and Ukrainian President Zelensky. Today, Zelensky has been meeting in London with British Prime Minister Starmer. The president planning to ask Congress for some more time, requesting an extension of federal supervision of the Washington, D.C. police force beyond the current 30-day limit.
We're going to want extensions. I don't want to call national emergency. If I have to, I will. But I think the Republicans in Congress will approve this pretty much unanimously.
Yesterday found some demonstrators in the streets of D.C. They were protesting the president's attempt to restore law and order in the nation's capital city. The Census Bureau says the U.S. population of foreign-born residents is rapidly declining under President Trump.
The latest Census Bureau number shows the total number of foreign-born people in the country dropped by 2.2 million from January through July. Most of those who left, 1.6 million, came from the illegal immigrant population. The numbers show an unprecedented turnaround in that illegals are now leaving the country at an even faster pace than the 120,000 a month that flooded into the country under President Biden. Bob Agner reported.
On Wall Street this morning, stock futures bouncing between small gains and losses. Right now, the Dow futures up 1 point. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Hi, my name's Neil. I have some advice for you if you've been trying to break free from credit card debt. You can start by doing what I did. Get your bills together and call Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is dedicated to helping people like me become debt-free. When I called, my first experience was a feeling of relief. My counselor was kind, and best of all, she didn't judge me. In just a few minutes, she helped me figure out a plan that consolidated all my bills into one lower monthly payment. This substantially reduced my high interest rates and put me on the road to success. In the end, I saved thousands in interest, and today, my credit card debt is a thing of the past.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Neil. Take it from someone who's been there. Call Trinity and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
803 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
The accident just now cleared in the last minute on the inner loop just before the VW Parkway. The last fire truck just pulled out. All the lanes are open. There might be a couple of cars on the shoulder, and I see a couple of flares still in the roadway, so they're going to be looking at that for a couple of minutes, and you're backed up through the ramp at I-97. You may be impacted there as you're coming over from Ritchie Highway, and northbound I-97 is going to be slow as well. Now, the outer loop is still looking at it, so that's still going to be a problem, but this one flare is still in the roadway, and I can see it. They're not going to drive over it, so I guess it's going to have to burn out before they actually stay and get back into the center lane through there. And again, there might be a couple of vehicles off to the right side just as you're coming. I see a guy walking now. So yeah, there is some activity on the right side as you are coming north of the bridge at 170. So delays are going to continue, but at least now we are getting some lanes open on the inner loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild and muggy once again for your Thursday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Watch for the potential for a couple of pop-up thunderstorms this afternoon, keeping those upper 80s and 90s on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCWU. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues. Tropical storm Erin moving west in the Atlantic, expected to strengthen into hurricane force by Friday. The system is a little more than 1,000 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands, a maximum winds near 50 miles per hour. Heavy rains, gusty winds expected in parts of the Caribbean this weekend. Most forecasts show Erin staying offshore. However, some models now suggest a possible westward shift, bringing it close to our east coast, and that could bring some rough stuff, dangerous rip currents, and minor coastal flooding along Delmarva beaches. Understand that as you head over to Ocean City this weekend. Federal judge from Virginia questioning the Trump administration's case against all 15 federal judges in Maryland over a deportation delay order. Judge Thomas Cullen, brought in to avoid conflicts of interest, said he was skeptical the lawsuit had legal standing. The order issued in May automatically pauses deportations for 2 days when a detainee requests a review, a move Maryland judges say protects due process. Two brothers accused of stabbing a man near Patterson Park after a scooter crash on Eastern Avenue. Police say Beemore Lakes security cameras captured the attack, showing Winston and Wilson Rivero Allendo chasing and beating a 20-year-old man before Winston stabbed him with a screwdriver. Another suspect ran over his legs. Detectives later spotted the brothers on scooters, matching the footage of the scooters they had seen before. They arrested them at the McDonald's on Pulaski Highway, charged with attempted murder and multiple counts of assault. It's 8:06, pick 3 lottery 603, pick 4 8877, and next it's Stein on Sports.
Bill O'Reilly here. Let me ask you something. Would you like to retire with confidence, knowing that you have a plan in place to carry you throughout your retirement years? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You can call them 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Here's a little inside football for you at 805. With the Ravens passing game looking extremely sharp in practice, Lamar on target, the chemistry is clicking, but head coach John Harbaugh lays it directly at the feet of the receivers.
Depth of route running, spacing against zone coverage, things like that are starting to get pretty sharp, and you wonder why all of a sudden the passing game maybe looks better and better, and then you see it's the details of the route running a lot of times.
Last day of practice today for the week. The team will travel to Dallas tomorrow and face the Cowboys on Saturday night. A big afternoon today for local sports in Baltimore. The BMW Championship out at Caves. Rory McIlroy, Scotty Scheffler will tee off at 11:16 this morning. McIlroy yesterday at the mic recalling the last time he played at Caves.
Yeah, good to be back. I thought the tournament here 4 years ago at Caves Valley was really cool. Felt like it was the first really big crowds post-COVID. So it was really cool to play in that atmosphere.
Meanwhile, the Orioles take on the Mariners at 1:05 today at Camden Yards with Tomo Sugano on the hill. Jackson Holliday walking it off last night for Baltimore on a two-out double in the ninth, addressing the season overall.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, this game will beat you down, and luckily I got really great teammates to lean on. And I don't think we've been playing the baseball that we'd like to, but we have a great group of guys that pick each other up, and I'm very blessed to be a part of it.
Coming up in 30 minutes, be careful what you pay for on Venmo. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at Confederate statues on the move. They are no longer impounded in a secret Baltimore lot. The statues will be seen somewhere. We'll tell you where. The left is denying crime, not only in D.C., but all over the country and in these blue cities and these blue states. And but Governor Tax Moore. Mm-hmm. Is doubling down on President Trump and the National Guard. And this is all about him trying to brandish himself as presidential material with all these interviews on CNN, on MSNBC, on the
Fox Morning Show.
Exactly. Fox as well. I don't know why they're putting them on. Fox, MSNBC, CNN, you name it. Here is what Governor Moore had to say about the National Guard.
I want to be very crystal clear to anyone who is listening. I will not authorize the usage of the Maryland National Guard for any mission that I do not deem to be mission critical or mission aligned.
Well, that's okay.
Very nice.
You are the commander of the Maryland National Guard until you're not.
Right.
When President Trump invokes Title 10, then he takes over. And you, as former military, should know that. You should recognize that. You should know the chain of command, because right now we know the D.C. Police chief doesn't know the chain of command.
Doesn't know what the term means.
She is absolutely clueless. And then, of course, he once again decides that he says that Trump is playing these racist tropes of these blue cities being run by black mayors. And here comes the race card, folks.
The president does not know the progress that we have made in Baltimore City like I do. He just continues to use it as a trope. He continues to use it as a baiting technique, and he continues to use it as a distraction.
Gee, as if there weren't actual crimes being committed in these cities. We're hearing from ABC, Kyra Phillips, we're hearing from a guy on MSNBC that, it's bad here. It's bad in D.C. We live here every day. You don't live there, Westmore, and when you do go there, you got a big-ass security detail surrounding you.
Chuck Schumer was bragging about how he was all walking. He has like a 4 or 5-person security detail walking with him, heavily armed. Yeah, I'd feel pretty secure in that circumstance, too.
It's just unbelievable. More from Governor Tax Moore.
Just ironic to me that it's Donald Trump and the Republican Party, the party of get big government out of our way, that are now the ones deciding to put millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, into doing something that is performative at best.
Really? Mm. Performative at best? 100 arrests already in D.C.? And this is because he is a progressive Marxist. He is not your typical Democrat. Look, where was his complaint when Joe Biden was spending money on the IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act, which is really the Green Raw Deal on EV charges? When they had like billions of dollars to set up EV charging stations, of which, they built 9 of them or something? Didn't hear from Governor Moore at that time at all. So, more to come. We'll hear from Caroline Leavitt. Waity here. Governor Moore has a backup plan for the electricity crisis. You're going to love this.
We can all have the little beepers in the back of our car. So, when you back up, you can hear us. 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, our daily backup plan. It's Chuck Whitaker.
The morning construction zone is there now, northbound 95 at Route 24. Again, they don't work overnight. They work during the rush hour, northbound 95 at the 76-mile marker, Route 24, at least a mile back up there. Beltway is recovering on the southwest side. The accident is gone now. All the lanes are open as you're coming up on the inner loop from I-97 towards the BW Parkway. It'll take another 10 minutes or so for it to get completely cleared out, and the outer loop delay is pretty much gone. There's still late slowing, still on the Parkville side through Green Spring, and of course the west side with delays coming down from 795. JFX last check doing okay. Both the tunnels still with the heavy traffic south from right around Urban Avenue on 895 and just about Eastern Avenue through that area on 95 south with the lanes open, but delays continue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday. It's going to be partly sunny today. Highs in the upper 80s with a chance of a lingering thunderstorm. And then the weekend's going to be still hot, humid. Highs in the upper 80s, low 90s for most of the weekend. Right now, we're looking at 77 and cloudy in the city, 77 in Middle River. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:15 in the morning. Once again, it's time for us to head to the big top to see exactly which lefty has lost it. So please, enter the big top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps a young woman who's very confused as to why she's not employed anymore.
I just got fired from my job for being sick. I got hired on March 7th. Somehow I got sick during my interview, and I brought home a virus. Told him I wasn't going to be there. Finally get my training done, and I'm in the classroom, and I get a stomach bug. This is like a week and a half after I got over the cold. So I told them, I can't come to work. I'm on the toilet. After the stomach bug, I caught a cold, a head cold, and I have a fever. Can't go to work. In between all of this, me getting sick, I have two kids. My two kids are in childcare. If they are sick and can't go because they have vomiting, diarrhea, or a fever, I have to stay home with them. So if I'm getting sick and they're getting sick, we got three people circulating all these issues. And yeah, I had to stay home with them quite a few days when I felt okay. I finally get over the head cold and I get a chest cold, which I have right now. Just to mention though, I had two court hearings that I had to be there for. That should have been excused. So then on Tuesday, I called out because...
In other words, it went on and on and on. She actually, after her purported training, never showed up. She was always sick with something, and she's shocked she's no longer employed. How unfair is life? Honest to goodness.
It's also amazing to me, all these people on social media that think that what they're saying is contributory or important, that the rest of the world must hear. I find 95% of them are just like, you got to be kidding me.
Yes, she's venting, or as I say, she's inventing her illnesses. I'm sorry, dear, this is actually real, but the idea of having illness after illness after illness after illness, all of which prevent you from doing anything about actually showing up for work after you've accepted the job, you should not be particularly surprised you're not employed anymore. So please get back in the clown car and go away. Thank you.
Okay, now that Governor Tax Moore has solved the crime problem, as we heard earlier in the show, he's now on to the energy crisis. Because after all, he stands with the people.
He does.
Maryland Governor Tax Moore has announced a new $2 million initiative to make battery storage more accessible for residents and business owners, aiming to lower electricity costs and improve grid resilience. The new residential and commercial energy storage program will offer rebates to cover the cost of purchasing and installing battery energy storage systems. There's an asterisk here, folks. Wait for it. While corporate greed continues to drive up energy costs for Marylanders, our administration is fighting to bring prices down. When we invest in clean energy, we help expand supply. When we expand supply, we help rein in utility expenses for everyone. End of quote. Okay? Yeah, we know it's just corporate greed that's doing this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It has nothing to do with the Climate Control Act of 2022.
Nothing at all.
Or the war on fossil fuels declared by Governor Moore and the Democrats, and the fact they don't want you to be able to buy an internal combustion engine vehicle, a gas-powered vehicle, by 2035. Has nothing to do with that.
Nothing at all. And it's all those evil corporations.
Now, here's the asterisk I just mentioned, okay? By shifting energy use to cheaper times, the battery systems can help reduce monthly energy bills. How are you supposed to store or gather this energy and then store it? You need to have solar panels. So you've now got to go to the expense of installing solar panels on your roof to get this battery energy storage system.
You've seen my house.
Yeah.
I don't get much sun on the top of the house.
No.
Because there are trees. There are a lot of people exactly
that's
the
why you've shaved your head. You get a little more sun now on your head than you do on the house.
That's actually right. Exactly right, Sean. I don't know how we got there, but yes, you're right, certainly. But no, there are a lot of us who have a tree over the house. You can't put a solar panel there. Where the hell should I put this solar panel? I mean, I know where I'd like to put it, but I probably shouldn't say that on the air. Yeah.
I'm just, imagine, once again, it's, I don't even know what this rebate is. Say it's $1,000 or whatever it is. Do you know how much solar panel systems are?
More than that.
Some of them are $30,000, depending upon the size of your roof. And now they're asking you, oh, we're going to give you a, not, we're not going to give you a rebate on the solar panel system. We're going to give you a rebate on the battery energy storage system. That's your solution to the electricity crisis? God help us. But he's on the track, same track as Barack Hussein Obama.
The recovery period, by the way, for these solar panels, the math has changed a little bit, but not much. The recovery period is longer than they actually are supposed to last.
Right.
So you actually never recover the cost of putting one of these things in.
Yep.
You never quite get there.
Every time I see it, I shake my head when somebody has a solar panel on the roof. I go, poor suckers. All right, take 20 minutes after the hour. You're on the morning drive with Casey and Elliott. Mark McVeary is here to make sure you don't get suckered when it comes to reverse mortgages. And he is the reverse mortgage answer man. He's got that big suit with the cape, RM, on it. And
it looks good on me sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes.
That's right. The wife knows when you pull out of the Foot Locker, it's going to be a busy day.
Exactly. She runs.
Mark, do you have to have perfect credit to qualify for the reverse mortgage?
Not at all. I mean, I work with clients all the time that don't have perfect credit. Actually, I'm working with like 4 clients right now that they went and tried to get a regular mortgage and were turned down because their credit scores were too low. And, it, you know, and I'm able to help them. I mean, like I tell everybody, you have to have some equity in the house. So, you know, if some of the listeners out there have less than perfect credit and been turned down for a regular mortgage or just wondering whether to qualify, I mean, the best thing to do is give me a call. I mean, I'll take a look. In most cases, I can tell you the same day. Like I tell everybody, stop wondering and just pick up the phone. You know, the phone call is always free.
Yeah. And why do you think some people have a hard time understanding why someone would choose to do a reverse mortgage?
I mean, I think it's because a lot of the people giving advice aren't walking in that person's shoes. I mean, sometimes the people that are discouraging are in a much better financial position. I mean, I met a lady the other day, and everybody keeps telling her, do a regular home equity loan instead of doing a reverse mortgage. But like, she looked at me and she goes, Mark, this is giving me another payment. It's not helping me at all. So I always, like I said to her, I said, nobody knows your finances better than you. And so if you think a reverse mortgage would help, then give me a call. You know, like we talk about all the time. What I did the other day for her, went to her home, went over everything. She's deciding whether or not it's the right choice for her.
Yeah, and that's all you need to do, really, is you know, meet with you, and we'll get to that here in just a second, because you know, you go over all your options. What would you say the biggest changes you see in people's lives after they decide to move forward with a reverse mortgage?
I mean, the number one thing is probably relief. I mean, you can see it on their faces. I mean, just think about it. If you had a mortgage your entire life, and now you don't. I mean, that's if I could get rid of my mortgage payment each month, I'd love it, you know? So now the payment's gone. I mean, I, you know, the client I met the other day, she said, you know, I wake up in the middle of the night thinking about my finances. I'm like, it doesn't have to be that way. You know, it's just stressing her out so much where she has this value in her house. She can use it. And, you know, just like stop stressing about it. So, you know, again, give me a call.
Yeah. By the way, we have a comment from one of our listeners here. A C. Whitaker from Brooksville, Florida says, is there such a thing as a neutral mortgage?
A neutral mortgage? I've never heard of that.
Yeah. No. No. It's a different gear, apparently.
Yeah. I missed that one. Sorry.
That's okay. How do people get in touch with you, Mark?
It's like reverse and drive, first and second.
And there's also got it. He got it.
All right. Good. This morning. 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Okay. Thanks, Mark. Talk to you soon. All right. It's 823.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Here he is with our neutral traffic forecast. Chuck?
No. Neutral means we're not going anywhere.
Oh, but you're not, actually. I don't know if you read the contract, but
33 minutes.
No, they won't let the chain off your ankles until you're done working fast. You have the same contract we all have, you know.
You have it wrong. I get the chain and the ball when I get home.
Oh, I'm not.
Well, you have the chain here, and then the ball's at it as soon as you get home.
Excuse me. You talking to me?
Excuse me?
Wait a minute.
Excuse me?
I just had something happening into my forehead here. Just didn't fit. The Interloop accident, a couple of vehicles are still on the shoulder right before the BW Parkway, so it's a little bit slow yet coming up from 197. It's improving. The outer loop at one point backed up almost back to 895, and now they're just picking up speed because the wreck on the Interloop is clearing. All of that near the BW Parkway on the southwest side of the Beltway. I'll go now. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Vroom. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be partly sunny today. Highs in the upper 80s. A couple of pop-up storms still hanging around, at least for today. And right now we're looking at 77 and cloudy in Pasadena. It is 76 in Parkville. A great piece this morning in the Baltimore Sun by Anirban Basu. He's an economist. America's most disappointing governor. It's a little early to say call him America's worst governor, because there are a lot of those candidates out there. J.B. Pritzker, Kathy Hochul, et al. Gavin Newsom, I think, probably is really the worst governor in the country. Yeah. But tax more in just 3 years is really give him a hard run for the money there. That is for sure. So keep that in mind. You can read that.
The big thing is that truly Gavin Newsom has much better hair.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
And that's important in the governor rankings.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Maryland lawmakers touring a Baltimore ICE facility. So they seem like they're dropping like flies. They'd have, what, six or seven in the Maryland delegation. Now it's down to three. Chris Van Hollow, Kwasi Mfume, and Sarah Alfrith were there. And they were upset that they didn't get to grill or interrogate some of the members of those who are being detained. You know, the MS-13 types, mm-hmm. and the gangbangers that are, you know, driving screwdrivers into people on scooters. But they eventually did get the tour of the facility. But,
well, Van Hollen was disappointed there were no margaritas.
No margaritas served yesterday. That is for sure. That is a problem. And Ben Jellis, of course, heard this yesterday. We were just getting around to it. But he was terminated for cause from his position at the Sierra Club. So it was a personnel matter, we are being told.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know. If it was personal conduct or something else. But remember, he ran against Lockdown Larry.
Yeah.
And, again, the first and basically a socialist.
Yeah.
On a socialist platform. And back then, well, Democrats weren't as tolerant of the socialist platform. Well, they did nominate him. They did have him as governor. But now, of course, Democrats have bought in completely to socialism, communism at all. Remember, we've been talking about what to do with fentanyl. 27-year-old Silver Spring man has been sentenced to 8 years in federal prison for distributing fentanyl that led to the fatal overdose of a 16-year-old. Micaiah Kefalu, sentenced by U.S. District Judge Deborah Boardman, who also ordered 3 years of supervised release. Is that enough? This guy was knowingly selling pills marked M30. A stamp often associated with prescription oxycodone, but instead put fentanyl and the chemical precursor known as despropionol fentanyl in the pill instead. So he knew it was fentanyl,
mm-hmm.
and knew it wasn't actually prescription oxycodone, sold these pills, 16-year-old buys the pill, takes it, and that's bad on him, kills him, and he gets 8 years. 8 years in jail. Is that enough? I mean, that's second degree murder, yeah. in my opinion. It's not me. Well, some might argue it's a premeditated act. You just never know. It's Russian roulette is what it is. You're giving somebody a gun with one bullet in the chamber, one round in the chamber, and knowing they're going to pull it.
Yeah.
How many times they pull it, we don't know. But there you have 8 years. That's all he got.
Hey, if you're constantly searching for an extra energy boost, as we age, our bodies produce less of the natural fuel needed to combat fatigue. Discover Rescue Orasine from Rescue Natural Supplements. Rescue Orasine helps enhance energy production at the cellular level. It supports a healthy heart, maintains optimal blood pressure. Plus, right now, our exclusive radio listeners can take advantage of a special offer. Buy one bottle of Orasine, get another one completely free. All you have to do is use the code FUEL when placing your order. Now, to place an order, visit res-q.com or call 800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483 and speak with a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Remember, use the code FUEL, F-U-E-L, at checkout. Again, mention the code FUEL when you call or use it at an res-q.com to get your second bottle of energy-boosting Rescue Orasine totally free.
8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Two brothers now accused of stabbing a man near Patterson Park after a scooter crash on Eastern Avenue. Police say Beemore Licks security cameras captured the attack, showing Winston and Wilson Rivero Allendo chasing and beating a 20-year-old before Winston stabbed him with a screwdriver and another suspect ran over his legs. Detectives later spotted the brothers on scooters matching those in the footage. They arrested them at the McDonald's on Pulaski Highway. They're charged with attempted murder and multiple counts of assault. Three Maryland lawmakers toured the city's ICE detention center Wednesday, weeks after being denied entry initially. Chris Van Hollen, Kwesi Mfume, and Sarah Elfreth said they were barred from speaking to detainees, with officials at the detention site saying a state law prohibits them from doing so. The Democrats insisted that does not apply to them. Maryland's SNAP Ed program, which provides nutrition education to low-income families, will end October 1st after losing federal funding under provisions of the Big Beautiful Bill. The University of Maryland's extension program received nearly $6.3 million this year, serving over 424,000 residents through schools, food pantries, wellness programs, and community gardens. Tropical Storm Aaron is now moving west in the Atlantic, expected to strengthen into a hurricane by Friday. The system is currently a little more than 1,000 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands, maximum winds near 50 miles per. Heavy rain, gusty winds expected in parts of the Caribbean this weekend. Most forecasts show Aaron staying offshore of the U.S. East Coast. However, some models now suggest a possible westward shift next week, which could bring the storm closer to shore. And if that remains the case, Aaron could still cause rough surf, dangerous rip currents, and minor coastal flooding along Delmarva beaches. Bear that in mind if you're heading over to OC this weekend. Pick 3 lottery number 603, pick 4 8877, and next, traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath.
Five. High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked.
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back,
yay!
But only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
8:33 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like there's a new wreck maybe close to the bridge here on the inner loop right at Reisterstown Road. It's already backed up back to 795. Not sure which lanes are blocked yet. Everybody was just arriving there in the last couple of minutes. I'm looking at the camera at Park Heights Avenue. Traffic is coming by there, so it indicates some of the lanes are open. But heads up now, Liberty Road, 795, and then the accident up ahead near the bridge at exit 20 at Reisterstown Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild and muggy once again for your Thursday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Watch for the potential for a couple of pop-up thunderstorms this afternoon, keeping those upper 80s and 90s on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Not sure what Ryan Mountcastle's future looks like with the Orioles, but I'll tell you this, his present looks pretty good.
To lead things off in the seventh.
1-0 Mariners, Ryan Mountcastle trying to change it. He will! Off the top and over the wall! And Trevor Rogers is the happiest man in the ballpark.
Kevin Brown with a call on Masson. Mountie's solo blast in the seventh tied it, took Trevor off the hook, and Jackson Holliday walked it off in the ninth with a two-out double. The Birds prevail 4-3, setting up the rubber match this afternoon at 1:05. Before the game yesterday, Zach Eflin met the media, articulated perhaps the biggest reason to get that back surgery done and over with.
I think that was another big reason why I wanted to get this done, because it doesn't necessarily only affect me here. I got to be a dad. You know, I got to be able to pick up my kids and stuff. So I think with this operation, it's going to help me be a better dad, too.
Special day this past Tuesday for the Ravens, visited by two of the all-time greats in their respective sports. Talking about Michael Phelps and Ray Lewis, of course, imparting wisdom and passion for greatness. Coach Harbaugh sums up the day.
Michael and Ray, you know, it's amazing. I was looking around at the faces of the players. You know, if I had a mirror, I think my face would have been the same. You know, just... listen to these two guys. I mean, we had two of the, like, two arguably the greatest ever. I would say the greatest ever to do what they do.
Going to be a big change at quarterback this year for the University of Maryland. The conventional wisdom has it that the freshman phenom Malik Washington out of Archbishop Spalding in Anne Arundel County will be under center. But head coach Mike Locksley says that UCLA transfer Justin Martin has something that Washington doesn't have.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing with Justin, you know, is his experience. Even though it's not a full resume just yet, the fact that he's taken a snap under center, he's the only guy in that room right now that has done that.
And this from the funny, not funny department of the College Division of Pro Football, Oklahoma quarterback John Mateer denying betting on sports after screenshots emerged this week of Mateer sending money on Venmo to someone in November of 22 with the caption, "for sports betting." In a statement yesterday, Mateer claimed that these were inside jokes between friends. Why he just didn't set his Venmo transactions to private is beyond me. On this date in sports history, August 14th, 1909, Indianapolis Motor Speedway in Indiana, home of the Indy 500, holds its first motorized competition. It was motorcycle races. And a happy heavenly birthday today to perhaps the greatest manager of all time, certainly in Orioles history, August 14th, 1930, Earl Sidney Weaver, born in St. Louis, Missouri. Earl passed in 2013 at the age of 82, led the Orioles to the World Series title in 1966, three consecutive AL pennants. He was inducted into the Hall in 1996. The time now is 8:37. When we return, it's free burgers for the city of Milwaukee.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Well, the other day we told you about Brewers manager Pat Murphy and his Pat's Pocket pancakes. He folds up the pancakes, puts them in his pocket, and eats them during the game. Okay. Well, so another foodie thing happened the other day. The Milwaukee Brewers last night won their 12th consecutive game. Mm-hmm. There's a restaurateur in Milwaukee called George Webb. It's a chain. I've eaten breakfast there. I used to call the Blast games. We used to go up to Milwaukee. Great breakfast place.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, George Webb said...
Log it.
George Webb said that if the Brewers win 12 games in a row this year, he is going to give free hamburgers to the city.
Wow.
And that's exactly what happened.
City?
The entire... Anybody in Milwaukee can go into a George Webb restaurant and get a free burger today.
Wow. I just wonder if people like Wauwatosa and the other surrounding suburbs are going to say, oh, yeah, I live in the city.
Well, maybe you got to show your ID.
Yeah.
But, hey, listen, used to be...
That's a lot of burgers.
That's a lot of burgers. Now, it's come down. George Webb had this promotion for years, but it was 17 wins back in the day, but they could never do that.
Yeah.
Then it was 13. They never did that. So we lowered it to 12.
This year.
And here they are.
Yeah, the brewers are reminding of the... Remember the old Brew Crew?
Oh, yeah, back in the early 80s.
Paul Molitor.
Harvey's Wall Bangers.
Can I
tell you that story ever?
About Harvey's Wall Bangers?
When I worked in Milwaukee, I worked at a radio station out there. I used to hang out at this bar with this broken-down old baseball player who was the bartender and owner of the bar. I didn't think anything of it, but a nice guy, a limpy guy. I got out here.
Limpy guy.
And got out here, and I'm watching the Orioles play the Brewers, and here's this old limpy guy on the sideline. It's Harvey Keene. He was the bar. He owned the bar that I hung out in.
That's right. He had his leg amputated later in life. You're absolutely
right. That's where Bruce has done most of his show prep these days, by the way.
At the bar.
Yeah, at the bar.
Way back there.
All right, thanks, Gary. It's 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
A lot of folks, Sean, have been saying Chuck Schumer has these imaginary friends. I want you to know, folks, I've done some research and come to the determination that the Baileys that Chuck Schumer has referred to for years and years and years, their entire family history, they're quite real. Now, I happen to get this little piece of audio of Chuck Schumer and Mr. Bailey talking.
Joe and Eileen Bailey, this middle-class couple, they bought into Reagan Republicanism in 1980.
How'd you know my name?
Oh, I know all about you. I've watched you grow up from a little boy.
What are you, a mind reader or something?
Joe and Eileen are worried about losing their jobs or their friends' jobs.
What'd you say just a minute ago? Why'd you want to save me?
That's what I was sent down for. I'm your guardian angel.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
I know everything about you.
Well, you look about like the kind of an angel I'd get. Sort of a fallen angel, aren't you?
I have guided my political life through the Baileys.
You don't happen to have $8,000 on you,
though. No.
Yeah. And Schumer stiffed him for the $8,000. Later, by the way, Schumer said that the reason he did is he knows the Baileys so very well. He knew that the $8,000 wasn't a challenge for George Bailey. It was something that he could easily handle because, after all, Chuck knew the family so very, very well, including their voting habits. He knew exactly how much they made and what they did for a living.
He's an insurance adjuster and lives in the New York suburbs. By New York standards, he makes $50,000 a year. If he lived in the middle of the country, he'd make $40,000. Wife works in a medical office. She makes about $20,000. She might make $15,000 elsewhere.
So you see, there's plenty of assets there. The Baileys, for them, needed that $8,000. They could have simply gone to their employer and taken it out of their retirement plans. Chuck knew this. He was doing it for their own good. Hats off to Chuck Schumer for helping out George Bailey and his family for all these years. And it's curious how Bailey sounds just like Jimmy Stewart, though, isn't it? Al Sharpton says that Donald Trump is going after black cities and brown cities, and he's really just going after black folks who happen to live in cities.
Is aimed at black mayors, is aimed at also trying to take the Epstein case and the files off the front page, and it's drama that is at the expense of people. And it's sad. We're going to end up with stop and frisk in D.C. He will take it to other cities while they, at the same time, try to rob people of their proper districts according to the census in Texas and will do it other places. So the rules don't matter anymore.
Fever dreams from Al Sharpton, how he manages to weave in current events and past events that have nothing to do with one another. But in his reality, it makes perfect sense.
Well, there are many cities in between Washington and Chicago, Washington and Oakland. He only chose the black ones. So it is clear what he's trying to do. He's trying to race bait. All the blacks are breaking the crime, breaking the law. We need to go in. It's race baiting.
Yeah, clearly it's race baiting. It has nothing to do with there actually being crime, people actually being hurt. It's all race baiting.
If I were Al, I would tone it down a little bit. He still owes a hefty tax bill to the IRS.
I was wondering about that, actually. Yeah. He still hasn't
never
paid
it
up.
Has not paid it.
Why isn't he behind bars?
Yeah.
I'll be very frank.
Yeah.
I mean, this is decades old.
Well, obviously, it wouldn't be put there by Biden. So
that's fair enough. Yeah,
but he's got an opportunity now. There's a new IRS commissioner, by the way. His name is Scott Bessent. Maybe he'll clean it up.
Yeah. What if Bessent has an auto pen I could use? 8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
The inner loop of the Beltway, at least at Rochesterstown Road, a little better. At least the pace right there had picked up. So it looks like the vehicles may be off the roadway. They were under the bridge and before Park Heights Avenue on the inner loop. So right here at 140, at least it's moving a little bit better. But we're backed up on the Beltway that's extending back beyond the ramps at Liberty Road. So now you're going to have to ride it out coming up from I-70 Windsorville Road through Liberty Road. It's going to take 15 to 20 minutes for that to work its way out. The outer loop is a little bit slow on the same side, but that's the normal delay. Report of an accident. Can't see it. There are no cameras on a JFX other than the speed cameras. Report of the accident southbound between Falls Road and the bridge at Druid Park Lake Drive. So we're just monitoring the data to see if we get any backups after Cold Spring Lane. Heads up for that if you're coming down from the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today. It is going to be partly sunny today. Highs in the upper 80s, maybe a pop-up storm here or there. Tomorrow, sunny with highs again near 90. And it's going to be hot and humid weekend, but it should be pretty dry for the weekend. Maybe a pop-up storm here or there. Right now, Baltimore's got cloudy, 78 in the city, and it is 78 in Pasadena. And time once again for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
A feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Rochesterstown Road in Owings Mills. For all your appliance needs, a 16-year-old child in Michigan.
His name is...
What has just happened? Yeah. The microphone just went off.
Just went off.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah. His name is Sam Heinz, played a ton of baseball this summer. He also has a rare kidney disease and had a transplant when he was only 8 years old. And usually they put the new kidney on the right side of your body.
Okay.
But he's left-handed. So when you're batting left-handed, you are exposing that right side of your body to the baseball.
Yeah.
And so his mom knew that he'd never be able to play baseball again. So she had his kidney put on the opposite side. Here's Sam's mom, Alicia Hines, physician assistant Christina Brini, and Sam talking about the transplant and baseball.
He went on the list, and 3 months later, he got the transplant. So he bats this way, and they always would put it here.
Preferentially, when you get that kidney transplant, it goes into the right side. It makes sense, right? Like, if you're left-handed and you have the bat up, you don't want it exposed to where all of these balls are coming at you at, like, 100 miles per hour.
So they were happy to do it. They were happy to make it happen.
I don't think I would have been able to, like, function without playing baseball.
Seeing him out there, I couldn't be more proud of him.
Anything is possible, really.
Yeah, that's a great story, and one that hopefully Sam does well with his transplant and with his baseball career. That's our feel-good news story of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Rochesterstown Road, and that's for all, I mean all, your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Rochesterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, JetAir, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe, they've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me, you need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
By the way, I just saw this headline in the Baltimore Sun paper. Baltimore County public libraries are now distributing naloxone, otherwise known as Narcan, at all their branch locations, in cooperation with the Baltimore County Department of Health and Human Services, to prevent opioid overdoses.
And say reading can be a drug.
I mean, this is wonderful if you're going to want to be able to take your children to any Baltimore County library to mingle with the hopheads and the drug addicts that are now going to know they can use in the Baltimore County Library and get Narcan if needed, if they have an overdose.
Oh, it used to be Chuck would take his kids to hang with the Hittites. So it was a couple of weeks ago that happened. It's been a while. To the phones we go, 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. John is in East Baltimore. John, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm listening to Al, not all that sharp, and I just couldn't help myself. It just was the Al
shut up, man. Shut up. I'm so tired of this same old stuff. You know, just the last thing Al Sharpton wants to be is successful in his endeavor, because then he will be out of business. Man, if he would just go to his church and pop off, pontificate, or whatever he wants to do, fine. But, man, aren't we tired of Al not all that sharp?
Oh, I've been tired of him since Tawana Brawley.
Yeah, the Tawana Baloney story.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right, John. It's just time to shut the hell up and go home. Thanks for the call. By the way, Delia Ramirez, remember we played it yesterday? Mm-hmm. She's the one that said, she was at a socialist conference in Mexico City, said, I'm a Guatemalan before I'm an American.
Right. Correct.
She then called ICE a terrorist organization. Now she freely admits her family is here illegally.
I mean, for us members of Congress, for me, who is a daughter of immigrants, who half my family is still undocumented.
It's almost as if she's taunting. She's asking ICE to come get her family and try to deport them. I think she's trying to manufacture, you know, a moment for the press, for the media. You know, one of these, oh, see, this poor woman, they're deporting and removing her entire family.
It's amazing.
It really is. It's just crazy.
Yeah, you know somebody else whose shelf life is going to be kind of short? Simone Sanders. I mean, she's kind of half in, half out of TV right now. She's one of the African-American women over at MSNBC. She was asked yesterday, because she lives in Washington, D.C., well, do you feel safe there?
It is perceived violence amplified by some actual real acts of violence. But the way I've heard D.C. being described is like it's a city under siege, like it's a dangerous place, clutching your pearls, you got to keep your bag under your dress when you leave the house, and that's just not true.
Well, so it's her bag under her dress. All this time I thought, no, never mind.
Yeah, she was a Bolshevik Bernie staffer for the longest time. It's 8:51. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Up next, where did the Baltimore Confederate statues end up?
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up right after the top of the hour, of course, Kim Klasick live. Kim is with us from 9 till noon. Then, of course, Rob Carson comes along from noon till 3 right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 8:53 right now. Time for traffic and weather on the threes and Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the inner loop is still slow coming up from Liberty Road from Windsor Mill up to a wreck that was at Reisterstown Road. Apparently now off left the roadway because it's moving a little better there, but we're still jammed up, and it's still going to take a little while for it to get back to normal. That does help out the interloop at Green Spring because everybody's held up back towards 795. So no backing there. The west side is still busy from Liberty Road down through Route 40, and the Parkville side is still slow, at least from Hartford Road around towards Providence Road. Apparently, they did not find anything on the JFX at 28th Street, Druid Park Lake Drive, whatever it was, has cleared itself out, and the southbound side looks to be in good shape once again. Still leftover backing, and then maybe somewhere around 7 to 10 minutes with the heavy traffic south at both the Harbor Tunnels and the midday construction underway in Hartford County. They take away a lane, I-95 northbound at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday. It's going to be partly sunny today. Highs in the upper 80s with the chance of a pop-up storm. Right now, 78 in Dundalk under sunny skies. 77 in Severn. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
You got that smile going on. Must be above 90 today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, well. I'm happy today because we've got lots to talk about. Of course, the moped drama. We've heard about this in Patterson Park. The delivery drivers, there was a knife that was taken out. Somebody was stabbed. And then they tried to, you know, cut the tires. They were slashing tires. It was like a gang that was out there. Now we find out there could be ties to MS-13 through all of this. They're still investigating. But I don't think anybody is shocked at this point. I mean, you have all of these people that have come here from El Salvador, I will say, because so you're looking down and diving into the details here. There are a lot of people from El Salvador, mm-hmm. and they all have these identifying tattoos.
Right.
And I'm blown away that they're not talking about this more. I know former councilman, now council president, Zeke Cohen, was talking about the population increasing in that area. And a lot of people have called the show and said, well, it's mostly illegal immigrants.
Yeah. Well, here's the question. Are the Aliando brothers illegally here in the country?
Yeah.
Nobody seems to have the answer to that as of yet.
I saw where the report says, you know, the brothers of Baltimore. Okay, when you said of Baltimore, mm-hmm. it usually means you're not from Baltimore. So where are you from?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that. Larry Hogan's bus, there's a mystery, I guess, floating around social media. Did you guys see this?
Yeah, no, I did not see the bus.
I was going to say, because it just came up not too long ago.
15,000 miles, all in Maryland.
Yeah. Yeah, it says, what is it, lightly used or
lightly
something
used.
Like that. And then it says something like, you know, could be used again, could be rewrapped. So some people are wondering, is he thinking about gearing up for a run? I am praying he is not.
you want,
I can't be alone on this.
Because you want the bus.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. I want the bus. But that's the big mystery this morning.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. We're going to talk about it. I would love to
He's
hear what the audience has to say.
He's got a lot more problems than just a bus to sell.
Oh, I know. I know. So we'll see what the audience has to say this morning. Also, I'm noticing a trend on the neighborhoods that are being attacked in Baltimore City. Let me see if you guys can pick up the trend that I see here.
Right.
Mount Washington.
Right.
Okay. Federal Hill. Fells Point. Butcher's Hill. The Patterson Park area. Pikesville.
Mostly white.
Mostly white.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Yeah.
The neighborhoods that we're talking about have, you know, mostly white residents. And I think that's, again, why they're not taking much action. Now, I saw where Councilman Gitchy Slifer wants to do, I guess, the face recognition, program so they can figure out who's coming up on the porches and stealing all these packages, like the porch pirates and things like that. He's the only one calling for this.
Yeah. I was also shocked to see him sign his name against that letter against Trump.
You were shocked on that one?
I was shocked to see him sign his name to that. I thought he had a little bit more of concern for crime in his community.
Yeah, no, I've soured on him just a bit over the past year.
Okay.
I've noticed that there's been some changes. He's even unfollowed me, actually, on X.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
There's been some changes, and I don't know
That's the definitive moment right there.
That's all we needed. No, I don't know if it's about Trump, but I mean, when you're looking at, you know, what's going on with the Jewish community across the entire world, I don't know how you can be against Trump in this moment. So
exactly. Okay.
Yep. We got all that more.
Lots to cover.
Go ahead.
Come on back. Hey, Jim, whatever happened to the Confederate statues that were torn down 8 years ago?
Horrible. They shouldn't be seen in public
years
ever again.
Ago.
Yeah.
They were kept in an impound lot where they were vandalized. They had their appendages cut off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, and they were taken down. Why? Because they were deemed offensive. But not so offensive that they can't be moved and be part of an art exhibit at the museum. Museum of Contemporary of Art in Los Angeles. Terry Klimas, commander of the Maryland Sons of Confederate Veterans, he says he expressed his disapproval of the way these statues have been treated.
And now it's 8 years later, and during this time, the monuments have suffered tremendous vandalism. Someone obtained access to a secured facility and actually had an opportunity to saw off appendages of the monuments.
Yeah, and he wonders they're now going to be on display in Los Angeles.
At this point in time, it's not art. I mean, it's vandalism. And we're supposed to be proud of vandalism that destroyed monuments.
Well, they are from Baltimore. And Klimas believes the monuments should be returned to Maryland and displayed here.
At this point in time, it's not art. I mean, it's vandalism. Well, and we're supposed to be proud of vandalism that destroyed monuments.
Yeah, that was the same. Yeah. That was my bad. But anyway, just saying that, they should be here. They should be up. We should learn from our history, yeah. good, bad, or indifferent, good, bad, and ugly, whatever the case may be. But no, the censors, called the progressive left, they try to,
erase
take
history.
Down, yeah, erase history. We've seen it in other countries before. We saw it in Iraq. We saw it in Iran. We saw it in the Soviet Union, in China, everywhere. Venezuela, Cuba is another. Everywhere communism, establishes its roots, they try to erase an entire history of a country.
Well, take a look what happened in Iran when Iran went to the mullahs. There's a faith called Baha'i, and every single element of Baha'i there was destroyed with bombs.
Yeah.
It was founded there, and they destroyed all of it.
Stay tuned. Kim's up next. We're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on CBM. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.